Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Kim Weston, the Black National Anthem.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Okay. We're about to get down. We're about to get down up in here and make it happen. This is going to be serious today. It's going to be real serious. Very serious. Because this is one of the programs we got to make it clear to everybody. The Helios Business Hour is a special dedication to Dr. King. MLK Ultra is about to take place. It's about to get it on. It's about to make it happen. Because this is one of them stories that cannot go untold. So I want to get started today by letting everybody know. Appreciate all y'all listeners out there listening. And yes, we are here to bring you the MLK Ultra Civil Rights PSYOP. It's going to happen. We're going to make it happen today. Everybody on lines, please stay with us. We're going to get all your calls in, your thoughts about what's taking place. But let's make it clear. The PSYOP, the MLK Ultra Civil Rights PSYOP, is so real that it's being played out to this very day. And it's unfortunate that every one of us has to go through this PSYOP. And what is a PSYOP? PSYOP is a military operation, usually aimed at influencing the enemy's state of mind. Now, whatever the enemy's state of mind is, I have no idea. But all I can tell you is the enemy could be us. We could be the enemy of the state, which has been a movie. Y'all know that. So it is a state of non-combative means. Now, non-combative means mean they don't want us to be in a confrontational mode. And so being that it's not a confrontational mode, they want everything to seem friendly. So I see everybody texting. Y'all get it on. Get the text on. And yes, yes, we are here. Getting ready to put it on to everybody because this got to stop. This PSYOP of the civil rights movement is still in effect today. And let me let you know, it's non-combative. They don't want you to combat at the time of the civil rights movement. Now, when did all this come out? I'm going to show you that the mind control operation is so deep, so cool, and so smooth that most people wouldn't even understand it. But just think about it. One of the guards during when James Earl Ray was actually asked, was he assassinated? Did he assassinate Dr. King? He told one of the guards that I told him that he had assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King. And he said he had no memory about that. No memory. Now, this is James Earl Ray. So he had no memory. He had been given mind control drugs, the MLK Ultra. The mind control drugs made him not even know because, remember, the whole thing in the operation was to make people go through psychedelic, psychotropic drugs to make them delirious of what's going on. So while all this is happening, they pulled this scheme on everybody. And so I don't know what to tell you other than to say it's real. It's happening. And it's going on to this day. Now, he didn't know what was going on at all, he said. I have no idea. According to the memos, he had no idea. So all I can say to people out there listening, listen carefully. This is going to be one of the programs. I'm going to play clips throughout the day with Dr. King. Voice on there to give you the clues that he was telling you himself. Some people think Dr. King was actual CIA, but we're going to find out today. I don't know. We're going to make sure you know today. And so let me just go with this saying that back in the day, this artist, this journalist named Dana Strauss, nice brother, he wrote a little essay on this. He said, quote, in the 1950s, 1960s, researchers were thinking about the need to take extra precautions with vulnerable populations. What is a vulnerable population? Black people at that time. This is the 60s now. 50s and 60s, they're doing the research. Dr. Dana Strauss, a PhD PhD candidate in psychology at the University of Ottawa, and the co-author of the 2021 study. Now, this study said whether or not those researchers would say explicitly that they were targeting Black America that drew their participants mostly from the prison population because Black America was overrepresented because of the racist arrest, unquote. Think about that one. Second one, quote, the civil rights movement was an early example of how organized communism and Zionism empowered the minorities to dispossess the European Christian majority culture. Later, they weaponized women. Look what they said. Later, they weaponized women, and now they weaponized the European Christian majority. And now they're weaponizing immigrants and Muslims. Now, I'm going to show you the Muslims now. Because the Muslims now have a jurisdiction where they can do animal sacrifices to Allah. That's fine. But look how they did it through politics. Went straight, found a county. I think it's in Michigan, or one of them counties, and they found it. Now, I'm going to just play a little clip to get everybody into the mood of what's going on, because it's real. I want y'all to listen carefully to everything that's happening. Everything that's happening right now is happening, been happening, and it's going to continue to happen until we actually wake up from this. This sets it off right here. And we're bringing calls at the bottom of the hour, because I want y'all to listen. I want y'all to give us your thoughts on what you're listening to, because this is the Civil Rights PSYOP.
Together, those two minority groups, properly maneuvered, could be used to create exactly the kind of strife in America the Illuminati would need to accomplish their objective. Thus, at the same time that Schiff and his co-conspirators were laying their plans for the entrapment of our money system, they were also perfecting plans to hit the unsuspecting American people with an explosive and terrifying racial upheaval that would tear the people into hate fractions and create chaos throughout the nation, especially on all college and university campuses, all protected by Earl Warren decisions and our so-called leaders in Washington. Of course, perfecting those plans required time and infinitely patient organizing. Now, to remove all doubts, I'll take a few moments to give you documentary proof of this racial strife plot. First of all, they had to create leaderships and organizations to draw in millions of dupes, both Jewish and Negroes, who would do the demonstrating and commit the rioting, looting, and lawlessness. So in 1909, Schiff, the Laymans, and other conspirators organized and set up the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People, known as the NAACP. The presidents, directors, and legal counsels of the NAACP were always white men, Jews appointed by Schiff. And this is the case to this very day. Then, in 1913, the Schiff Group organized the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, commonly known as the ADL, to serve as the Gestapo and hatchet man outfit for the entire Great Conspiracy. Today, this sinister ADL maintains over 2,000 agencies in all parts of the country, and they advise and completely control every action of the NAACP, CORE, of the Urban League, of all the other so-called Negro civil rights organizations throughout the nation, including such leaders as Martin Lucifer King, Stokely Carmichael, Bayard Rustin, and others of that ilk. In addition, the ADL acquired absolute control of the advertising budgets of many department stores, hotel chains, and TV and radio industrialist sponsors, also advertising agencies, in order to control practically all the mass communications media and force every loyal newspaper to slant and falsify the news, and to further incite and at the same time create sympathy for the lawlessness and violence of the Negro mobs. Here is documentary proof of the beginning of their deliberate plot to foment the Negroes into all their lawlessness. Around 1910, one Israel Zangwill wrote a play entitled The Melting Pot. It was sheer propaganda to incite the Negroes and Jews, because the play purportedly visualized how the American people were discriminating against and persecuting Jews and Negroes. At that time, nobody seemed to realize that it was a propaganda play. It was that cleverly written. The propaganda was well wrapped up in the truly great entertainment in the play, and it was a big Broadway hit. Now, in those years, the legendary Diamond Jim Brady used to throw a banquet at the famous Delmonico restaurant in New York after the opening performance of a popular play. He threw such a party for the cast of The Melting Pot, its author, producer, and chosen Broadway celebrities. By then, I'd already made a personal mark on the Broadway theater and was invited to that party. There I met George Bernard Shaw and a Jewish writer named Israel Cohen. Zangwill, Shaw, and Cohen were the triumvirate who created the Fabian Society in England and had worked closely with a Frankfurt Jew named Mordecai, who had changed his name to Karl Marx. But remember, at that time, both Marxism and communism were just emerging, and nobody paid much attention to either, and nobody suspected the propaganda in the writings of those three really brilliant writers. At that banquet, Israel Cohen told me he was then engaged in writing a book which was to be a follow-up on Zangwill's The Melting Pot. The title of his book was to be A Racial Program for the 20th Century. At that time, I was completely absorbed by my work as a playwright, and significant as that title was, His real objective never dawned on me, nor was I interested in reading the book. But it suddenly hit me with the force of a hydrogen bomb when I received a newspaper clipping of an item published by the Washington, D.C. Evening Star in May 1957. That item was a verbatim reprint of the following excerpt in Israel Cohen's book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century. And it reads, as I quote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." That same excerpt was entered into the congressional record of June 7, 1957 by Representative Thomas G. Abernathy.
Now, I put that on a few times, thinking if people would just look up that, what he just said, the Congressional Congress, you will be able to see clearly that this is a staged psyop put together specifically to overthrow the white Anglo-Protestant Christian society. It is revenge of the Jesuit Pope. We're going to get into all that today as well. And if you understand what takes place here, Dr. Martin Luther King took many pictures with the Pope when he got the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm sure they sat down and talked, don't you? I'd like to get your thoughts on that today too. But the weaponization of the black race is unbelievable. And he says the weapon can be used to destroy whites, who they see as their sworn enemy, by encouraging us to breed with them until there are no longer any whites. I said, man, that is crazy. You know, we've been hearing this all our life, but it's real. You see it on TV. Every commercial is interracial. On purpose. It's designed psyop. Design psyop. That was Myron Fagan telling us and warning us in the 50s. The 50s, everybody. Now, goes on to show how I got Stephen A. and all them and all this, you know, fraternal sorority stuff. I dig it. It's cool. It has a, you know, character in some cases. But in some cases, it has a sinister plan. And we're going to give it up. I'm going to finish this segment here. I'm going to give a special shout out to Diamond and Silk also. I mean, when I get to this COVID section, it's going to be unreal. But I regress back to where we're at. It goes back into Satan that how far does this go? And the older generation, my goodness, they actually put the psyop. Y'all worked in it, not knowingly. No shame in not knowing. But now you know that you worked undercover, basically, without even knowing. But let me just go further. From 1910 to 1940, over 2,000 primary secondary schools and 20 black colleges, including Howard Dillard Frist University, were erected in whole or in part by contributions from Khazarian philanthropist Julius Rosenwald. Julius Rosenwald. Look, I mean, we talked about him before. Seems to go be overlooked in all schools, all history, all academia won't talk about it. This is at the height of the so-called Rosenwald schools. He had his own schools who, listen to what it says, nearly 40% of Southern blacks, 40% now. But at that time, but we're talking about the 20s. At the 20s, 40% of Southern blacks were educated at one of these institutions. Think about that for a minute.
at one of these institutions. That means they've been lying about the history for so long that no wonder we confused. That was the first psyop. The thinking that we had nothing to do with the slavery and we had nothing to do with this, put all the blame on white Anglo-Saxons was a plot and a plan to keep you super dumb. I mean, I got to admit, it's ingenious. You must admit, it's ingenious. It really is. Now, while this is going on, and I thank everybody who contributed to these programs through your information. You know, we look it all up. Some of y'all helped me out by sending clips that I said prior shows that I didn't have the tape at the time. But I thank you, Black God. Ooh, much love to you out there, Brother D, all the clips. Brother D, Chi-Town, Brother D, St. Louis. Thank y'all for all the information. Wesley, all y'all out there. Queen Aquila, Queen Shalene, everybody. And, of course, Antoinette on Wednesday nights and Brother Eddie Hope. And today, give me a call later on this evening. Make sure, if y'all don't know, it's in prayers or donations to assist that. We don't know how the donations going to work. They're working it out. But I hope everything's well, and we get to hear from you real soon. So I thank you as well, because without these programs, without you, we couldn't have the success we have in getting all these information and different celebrities and different icons on our program. We thank you so much. Now, to the reality show. Now, Hollywood, somehow will tell you the truth, but it's undercover, it's under cloak, it's under symbolism, it's under so many things, because they can't blatantly come out and tell you, hey, we lied. Yeah, we were slaves first, we can't tell you, but I'm going to let a show, and I thank you, Black God, all y'all who sent that clip to me, because you know I got it and I put it on. Isn't it strange that gangster movies, when I told y'all last week, the biggest mafia was called the Black Mafia out of Philadelphia, rivaled any Italian Sicilian mafia. I'm going to say Sicilian mafia. Because Sicily is right in the Mediterranean. It's part of that Mediterranean, Greek, Spain, Libya, Egypt, all that stuff. You know, they all was there in that little bowl called the Mediterranean. And it took a gangster movie years ago that I've seen. And I've seen the clip, seen it a few times, but it hasn't come on in a while. But thanks to technology and people like y'all who listening, found it, and here it is. Why does Hollywood always got to tell us our history?
Tell me.
Could I have one of those Chesterfields now?
Sure.
You got a match? Oh, wait, no, don't bother, I got one. You're Sicilian, huh?
Sicilian.
You know, I read a lot, especially about things, about history. I find that shit fascinating. Here's a fact, I don't know whether you know or not. Well, Sicilians were spawned by niggers.
Come again?
it's a fact. Yeah. You see, Sicilians have black blood pumping through their hearts. And no, if you don't believe me, you can look it up. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the Moors conquered Sicily. And the Moors are niggers. Yeah. See, way back then, Sicilians were like wops from northern Italy. They all had blonde hair and blue eyes. But, well, then the Moors moved in there and, they changed the whole country. They did so much fucking with Sicilian women, huh? That they changed the whole bloodline forever. That's why blonde hair and blue eyes became black hair and dark skin. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me to think that to this day, hundreds of years later, that that Sicilians still carry that nigga gene.
Now this, I'm quoting history. It's written. It's a fact. It's written.
I love this guy.
Your ancestors are niggas. And your great 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 grandmother fucked a nigger. Oh, yeah. And she had a half nigger kid. Now, if that's a fact, tell me, am I lying? 'Cause you're part eggplant.
Hey. You're a cantaloupe.
Beautiful.
See how that worked out, right? See how that worked out. They had to kill that sucker. Boom, boom, boom. That was Christopher Watkins is in that movie. Very, very telling movie. Not that great of an Italian mobster movie until you get to that part. And then it gets good. So just go to show you Hollywood told you in this movie. So all this thing about battling with the Moors and all that stuff here, let that shit go. They are now either the Moors are, they have to know, not the ones running around here in America, but the ones over there in Libya and Sudan, where Mauritania and all them countries all over there that was all over there. You heard he said this, but I've been saying for how many years of people listening, we fucked the shit out of them. Can you imagine? Able to do that, you know, like, you ought to know we're going to run through them. You ought to know that already. And so, this is what happened. Now, I'm going to go back and regress because I'm going back and forth throughout history. During this sidewalk in the 1960s, 1950s, it wasn't until Gerald Ford administration, after he got into Operation Watergate, when he got in, they had to try to destroy MLK Ultra papers, but they was able to get some of the papers. It was many of it that was destroyed because they declassified. Now you see why all this declassification stuff comes up today. See, they know it has to come out, so they're preparing for when it comes. And he, the same president, Gerald Ford, said, "We may get a woman president. He whatever party elects a woman and a man as their presidential ticket." That was already won. Geraldine Ferraro, back in the day, Geraldine Ferraro. We don't have Shirley Chisholm run for president. We don't have quite a few people run. They just didn't get nominated for the big thing. They didn't get elected to do the big job. Party did. And so you got to look at all that, that it was put in the 50s for non-combative means of controlling the enemy, what we believe to be the enemy. And so ask yourself, what's going on? How can we be, and now everybody gets a day off. Everybody gets a day off now. Don't even know what it is. Here at Dade County, they was giving Juneteenth. If I went around with a microphone today and asked everybody what was Juneteenth in 8th Street, if I go down to 7th Avenue, if I go down here to US 1 and Kendall and go randomly asking people, what is what is that day? They wouldn't even know. They didn't even know. They got the day off, didn't even know what it was. We had fun laughing. And tomorrow, everybody will be off, relaxing, not knowing that you was killed. They killed the man for trying to actually wake you up. Yeah, he actually tried to wake you up in the end, though. It was really too late, because they had already figured out he said too much. He said too much. You know, he almost had it. He was there, but he said too much. And that too much got him. Because after that, they went after him. And y'all know what they did. They got people like Jesse Jackson, still in power today. Ain't that so? Still in power today. Somebody should be asking how that happened. Yeah. Still, and don't make no sense how somebody could be in it that long. It actually, Kim Weston was around doing that Lift That Voice thing. She announced, remember, during the Watch That album, everybody had Watch That, a two album set. Parents had it. Everybody had it. Listen to Ozzy Hayes, Black Jesus, all of them. He was Black Jesus, Black Moses. It was Black Moses. We had that. What a Dark Hayes. Everybody was there. Santana, everybody was there. And we got to hear it. And Kim Weston did the opening act. And to this day, this man still has not been brought up on charges for the conspiracy to kill Dr. Martin Luther King. Think about that one for a minute, because we're going to get the facts today again. But let's just go before I bring all the calls in. Dr. King had repented, just like what you heard in that movie when he said, y'all Sicilians got nigger blood in you. You see, they killed him, right? But Dr. King had got morality put in him. He realized what he had done, and he knew he was being played on MLK Ultra, because guess what? He went to communist school. Go look it up. They thought he was a commie. That's what they called him, a commie, because he hung with the Hebrew rabbis, which actually formulated all of New York. And this is for y'all in New York, because, you know, it's the Empire State. Slavery was here, right here, all the way up until, you know, into the 1800s, slavery was in New York State. I don't know where they get this belief that New York State, that in all these southern states, were all these northern states were the slave states. But they ain't tell you who was the ships was, you know, all the financiers, they were coming out the east. Out the east, even though you sit in the west, those was your benefactors. So Dr. King, we play this for you because you repented. You atoned before they did the sacrifice of the lamb.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I must confess that that dream that I had that day has at many points turned into a nightmare. Now, I'm not one to lose hope. I keep on hoping. I still have faith in the future. But I've had to analyze many things over the last few years, and I would say over the last few months. I've gone through a lot of soul-searching and agonizing moments, and I've come to see that we have many more difficult days ahead, and some of the old optimism was a little superficial, and now it must be tempered with a solid realism. And I think the realistic fact is
yes.
That we still have a long, long way to go, and that we are involved in a war on Asian soil, which, if not checked and stopped, can poison the very soul of our nation. I'm not going to say that all of our problems will be solved if the war in Vietnam is ended, but I do say that the war makes it infinitely more difficult to deal with these problems. When a nation becomes obsessed with the guns of war, it loses its social perspective, and programs of social uplift suffer. This is just a fact of history, so that we do face many more difficulties as a result of the war. It's much more difficult to really arouse a conscience during a time of war. That is something about a war like this that makes people insensitive. It dulls the conscience. It strengthens the forces of reaction. and it brings into being bitterness and hatred and violence. I think the biggest problem now is that we got our gains over the last 12 years at bargain rate, so to speak. It didn't cost the nation anything. In fact, it helped the economic side of the nation to integrate lunch counters and public accommodations. It didn't cost the nation anything to get the right to vote established. And now we are confronting issues that cannot be solved without costing the nation billions of dollars. Now, I think this is where we're getting our greatest resistance. They may put it on many other things, but we can't get rid of slums and poverty without it costing the nation something. I feel that nonviolence is really the only way that we can follow, because violence is just so self-defeating. A riot ends up creating many more problems for the Negro community than it solves. You can, through violence, burn down a building, but you can't establish justice. You can murder a murderer, but you can't murder through violence. You can murder a hater, but you can't murder hate. And what we are trying to get rid of is hate and injustice and all of these other things that continue the long night of man's inhumanity to man.
When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics.
Okay. Now, Protestants and Catholics, Jews and Gentiles. Now, I'm going to bring open the mics. Now, I want y'all to think about this, because most of our little lives of existence was in that 60s era that we were all, most of us, born into, that 60s era. And that era was where they did the research for MLK Ultra, and that's where they did all of the so-called preparations for this day that we are in today, where now we are seeing the formulation of the glorious transhumanist messiah figure to transform into what is called the Maitreya. Now, y'all get ready, because we got a lot of program before we go to kickoff. So you know how it's going to work. Let me get to all y'all in there. We're going to give everybody ample time, fresh your views on this MLK Ultra, Martin Luther King, the Civil Rights PSYOP. 8854, come on in. Help us out.
Hey, well, like we always be talking about, you know, you got to learn how to help yourself first. And this, this is what we deal with now. You want to be ignorant, don't want to read, let stuff easily distract you. Hey, ain't too much more we can say, you know. And exactly. Let me give you a perfect example of that with the holiday, this whole holiday bullshit. But just me, I don't celebrate because of the distractions. Well, I know you know this already, but guess what's supposed to happen tomorrow on the so-called holiday? The World Economic Forum Annual Meeting 2023. Can't make this shit up.
You can't make
the World Economic Forum Annual Meeting 2023 will be held on the theme cooperation in a fragmented world, or you can say cooperation, and convene leaders from government, business, and civil society to address the state of the world and discuss priorities for the year ahead. The annual meeting will provide a platform to engage in constructive, forward-looking dialogue and help find solutions through public-private cooperation, or corporations, what it, pretty much the same word. The dates are January 16th through January 20th, 2023. Oh, just a side note, by the way, one thing that MLK and J. Edgar Hoover had in common, they were both Capricorns. J. Edgar Hoover was born January 1st, and today is actually MLK's birthday. But, now, that's kind of interesting. Now, going back as far as the numbers, I hope Brother Eddie's listening. Now,
okay.
MK Ultra comes up to 7. PSYOP also comes up to 7. And it's interesting, if you write down the word, the phrase MK Ultra, MLK is in the phrase MK Ultra, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, with the word PSYOPs, if you add on the S, it comes up to a 22. Well, guess what else comes up to number 22? It's a high, you know, Masonic number, LGBTQ. Now, civil rights, comes unto a 56, which equals 11. Guess what? Another phrase that equals 11, diversity, equity, inclusion. That's the 110. If you take off the zero, that's the 11. So you can basically say that the new civil rights ain't going nowhere. They just changed the name of it. And if you Google the phrase diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's all these new bills that the government's coming up with the universal basic income, the infrastructure bill, Build Back Better. All this stuff is included in that. And this is all being pushed by the World Economic Forum. So you can't make this shit up, bro.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up. That's the beauty of this, why we had these conversations, because most people, and I'm so happy for all y'all on this line, could not even comprehend the comprehension level it takes to even say that type of word. It can't be, because we found out that this is not just a coincidence. This is a true psyop. I mean, you can't even get no better. They said it. They brought in the psyop of MK Ultra for the sole purpose of putting people on psychotropic either drugs, psychotropic just anything to do. Like you say, propaganda is a psychotropic. It makes you go to the left while they doing something at the right. So many people have said that on these programs. So that's validation for many of you out there to this moment. But man, can you imagine tomorrow? All these fake-ass parades, Dr. King would be shitting in his grave if he knew how you niggas was acting today. That's just plain and simple. Can't put it no other clearer than that. The man died after warning you. He warned everybody. He said, my dream is now a fucking nightmare. A nightmare. That don't get no play at no churches, no annual talk. So you got to put that to the side that is the walking dead now. That must realize what the Walking Dead was about.
And the president, remember, he warned people, too, about the secret societies, and you see what happened with him.
Kennedy, boom. Same thing with just happened on that movie clip, thanks to a black guy. What a clip. I mean, couldn't say it no more. Said, you got nigger blood in you Sicilians. And I told y'all, the real mafia in America, the most deadliest one was Philadelphia, and it was a mosque. So y'all go look that one up if y'all want to get really deep today. So that's all I can tell y'all. And for those of y'all think we playing around with the Islamic thing we've been saying for years, they are going to be municipalities throughout Michigan, Buffalo, all through New York State, and they will be doing animal sacrifices and Sharia law. Remember we used to joke about that? Oh, that can't happen here. You're a fallacy fool if you don't believe Sharia law is going to be implemented in these areas. That is just because a being – it's being psyop to you. They told you in their own memo. We got to make that now we got the blacks weaponized. Women, y'all weaponized is the most dangerous of all weaponization. Because y'all watching the LGBT community pretend to be women through the sacred hermaphrodite cult of the ancient gods of Lilith. And Lilith is a movie. I don't know if y'all seen it. Y'all send me all this stuff. I'm not sure if it's Project Bluebeam or not, everybody, but they got shit coming out the sky. It's not looking right to me, but we're gonna keep it moving. Stay with us, bro. If you got anything you want to add to that before I take another call, you good?
I mean, but it's just like what you just said. They put shit in the movies and TV shows, but looking it through the wrong lens in terms of being entertained and being distracted and trying to, you know, pull out the real information in it,
right.
And I mean, and it's kind of like I hate to be repetitive and saying the same shit over and over again, but it's like the more we talk about certain things, it's just like people do the total opposite. It's just like what you were saying of how like the, especially with the women now, they weaponize the women. By the way, who was the first gender that took that damn COVID shot?
What
happened to her? Brother Wesley been talking about this for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what particular person or parent, whatever, still has the kids in these goddamn schools?
Yep.
Teaching them all this critical race theory and the LGBTQ and sexualizing them and all that. I mean, come on. And then at the same time, that broke off and created another branch in terms of a so-called gender war, male versus the female. And remember, we was talking about this a couple of years ago. When they first started mandating the shots, especially at the hospitals and on the federal level, A lot of the patients at the VA hospital told me, hey, wife told me I can't come home unless I take that jab.
Yep. Being weaponized.
It's a war within the war.
War in the war. Y'all had a,
war,
y'all had a
battle
movie
within
up there.
The war, whatever,
and,
you know.
And y'all had a sitcom. I didn't watch but maybe two episodes called Shy Something, or the Women's Shy Something, where they were withholding sex until the hood got cleaned up. I guess that was pretty.
Well, that was a movie by Spike Lee that was Chi-Rat.
Chi-Rat, yeah.
But like I said, entertainment-wise, it was a bullshit movie, but then there was a message in that movie right there. Okay,
right there.
We're going to start creating the gender wars.
Yep.
United
gender
we stand, divided we fall.
That was the whole concept.
Civil War.
And Spike Lee, I gave more to Spike Lee than he gave to me by getting him my money for his box office movie. So he is definitely one of them. He is definitely in the clique. Don't even fool yourself. And all that other shit that people try to play off. And I'm going to say one thing. I got you coming in 6661. A war show came on called the Global War. Golden Globe Award. This dude came out. I can't think of his name. But if y'all was to really watch the symbols, he gave him, when he was able to go off on that, on them people, they gave him permission to go off. He came out and he put his hand right in his vest, had his right hand and his thumb up. If those of you know what that is, right over your heart, to your heart, and he was able to talk and gave permission. Otherwise, they would have ate his ass
but
up.
But wait a minute. Wasn't Zelensky at the Global Wars or something?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I only watched his part because he was
I didn't watch it at all, but even he was there, or they mentioned something about him.
They might have did.
That's propaganda.
Propaganda. And this dude, the dude gave the Masonic stance, everything. He was in the square. He gave him, as soon as he came out to start talking shit about the black people not being treated right, he was able to get permission and able to speak. As those of you know what I'm talking about, because we all know what we've done. You know what happened. You know how that stance is. And they was able to talk. And he got $500,000 for badgering the Golden Globe.
Bro, that's black people need to realize when they talk about race like that, that's a fucking spell.
That's a spell.
They keep you in that perpetual, it's like a feedback loop. And as long as they keep you in that feedback loop with that, you're not going to be able to break the spell or really wake up to see what's really going on.
All right. I'll
take
some more calls.
You got to stop, bro.
Got to stop. Well, it's going to stop, but it's going to be stopping the way that let's get ready for. Those of you got 6661, come on next. Let me let y'all know, all you went to school, all y'all went to these big colleges. Well, ain't nobody trying to explain to me who Julius Rosenthal is, who got y'all to go to this thinking of where Afrocentricity comes from. Let me go to 6661. You next.
Hey, great Don. But can
yes, bro. Good, yes,
thank you, man. Great Don and everyone on the line listening, and those who come before us, our ancestors and so forth. Man, this is a plethora of this is the true psyops, and it's so much that we could talk about that's real deep on here. We couldn't even cover in the whole day, but. First, let me say that you spoke about some about the people were able to do sacrifices in the Middle East. Well, and actually, Dade County, there was an actual case in 1983, the Church of Lukumi Babaluaye versus City of Hialeah, 92-93, which had a Supreme Court ruling, USC 42 USC 1983, and it provided an exercise clause that they were able to do that. So, but sacrifices have always been around from the beginning of time, you know, for the betterment of man and whatnot, you know. One thing I could say, vindication of the bones, there's always been a war, the Ashkenazis versus the Sephardics and all the three kids of the Most High. You remember the Ashkenazi, Sephardic, and then there was the Oriental. But what we've been watching was the other battles, the so-called battles between the bloodlines, the Ashkenazis and the Sephardics. And we see all of this come together in one shot. Even when I was telling you about the history of the Ottomans and Mehmed versus Vlad. And when I was watching it, I was seeing when McMahon, he was going through and he was greeting these people, he was even using the real true grip. And I was like, using the grip? And I said, man, so I was like, this shit is deeper than we ever seen. But what we saw from that was the emergence of and the consolidation of Catholicism versus when Muslim and the Catholics merged. And they put, I mean, like you said, from that came the three popes, right? And it was the fourth one, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, four popes.
It's
an Ethiopian pope. There's a East Orthodox pope, and
at that time, it was the pope when they merged. It was when they conquered Constantinople, which became East Istanbul, Turkey today, and
right.
They merged the Catholic Church into the Muslim sect. And see, when you go before the shrine and you uncover, you are looking at Sharia law, point blank. That's all I gotta say. Now going into I'm just touching on some shit. Going into that Black Panther transformation when we saw Stokely and all them brothers who some would say was CIA agents. You know, you go to Moscow, you making contact with Lenin, because I was reading in some books where Lenin was actually a secret agent. They were shuffling him between Moscow and some states in the United States that were named after Moscow, Idaho.
Moscow, Idaho, and stuff
like that. And so they were ginning up the psyops from since then. And so what we're seeing today is just a culmination and how they getting ready to really put it down, where they talking about how Buttigieg messed up the transportation system and how they caused that glitch. But the glitch, what they found out, was somebody in FAA, they sabotaged it. They unplugged the main system that keep all the tracks of the plane, keep them on that beam, because, you know, they traveling instead of going the true way of, like, point. It's known, or it's said, that they take us the long way, like going to Europe and stuff, to keep that lie up, talking about it's the earth is round when you're on one big tech plate, according to the guy who knocked off Tesla, who they using him to expose the undercover mess that's going on with the other stuff, all the Salvatore and the Jack Bauer. This shit is Jack Bauer, dog. And when I look at the whole story of Jack Bauer with Kamala, oh my God, we finna get it, bro. They don't want him to run.
The media
has been covering for him. He's been in the basement all this while.
You can't do it.
Yeah, they're with him. They're in on it.
Yeah, they can't do it.
The man is so dirty, he's compromised, but they don't want him to run, though.
Right,
but Kamala is next.
MLK Ultra makes sense. Gerald Ford administration. It gets revealed during his administration.
There you go.
And he reveals
Kamala
a woman
the
president.
One.
There you go.
Kamala is going to be next.
Let me go get some more. Put yourself on mute. I'm going to keep it in. I'm going to bring everybody back in. Just keep yourself on mute, and we'll bring you right back on in. Just let me get everybody on the board, and then we put everybody on. We got some more calls. We'll go to the top, to the bottom. 1-877, you on the air. Much love to you as well. We got Sister Shalene next. Come on, bring it, make it happen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Go
Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah, no, y'all.
Good morning. Great dawn.
All right, go ahead.
Great honor to you too. Well, I was just wondering what I did not know about Martin Luther King. And I know that you mentioned a while ago that his name was really Michael and not Martin. But I did not realize that his father traveled to Germany when he was 5 years old and was struck by the spiritual leader and changed his name and his son name when he was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And I
Martin Luther, the white Protestant who went against the Vatican. Go ahead. Yeah. Martin Luther. Yep. Go ahead.
Right. And I was like, what? You know, what don't I know? And also, he was a preacher. Martin Luther King questioned Jesus.
He questioned Jesus?
Now that was, he questioned Jesus Christ.
What did he say?
And he was, okay, let me see. I'll send it over. But I'll see here.
Okay, go. Go keep going.
I was
like, all right. Come on. Make your point.
And let's see here. Let's see here. I was looking at some other stuff here. When he got stabbed by the lady,
hey, that was crazy. Go ahead.
10 years before he actually died.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have sneezed, they said that he would have actually died. That's how close the paper knife. You know, like you know how those paper knives.
And she was black. I believe she was black. She's a black lady who stabbed him. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. And he asked her, was he Martin? He said, yes. And he said she was mentally ill. And he was so smart that he was enrolled in first grade at 5 years old. And he was so smart that he skipped the ninth grade and one other grade and enrolled in college at 15 years old.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Izola Curie.
What is it?
I'm sorry?
Izola Curie. That was her name.
Izola Curie. There you go. Okay, go ahead. He gave you the name.
And then he was also, he delivered the paper.
Mm-hmm. Like we did.
Started a paper.
All of it. Yeah, we all had a paper. I remember Buffalo Evening News. Go ahead. Keep going. That's fun. So he wanted to get money early. That's a good thing. Go ahead.
He said in his autobiography, he said he wrote that he wasn't afraid to openly question everything he had been taught, even though he got into trouble.
That's interesting.
At the age of 13, I shocked my Sunday school class by denying that the bodily resurrection of Jesus, he wrote. Doubts began to spring forth unrelentingly.
Hmm.
Now that was definitely. Yeah.
And now this is crazy too because being that he's instrumental in Georgia, King Center, and most of it says back in them days almost 40% of the black population, the southern population, was in this school called Rosenwald Schools. Question to you and all y'all in that area: anybody ever thought about what this school taught? 40% of the black population. Maybe that's why he was smart too, because they might have taught them the communist education system, which is much better than most people come over here and say we have an inferior education, especially from the islands. They come over here sometimes they get skipped. Some of the island people get skipped into a higher grade than the USDA. So what's your thoughts on that? Being that you know. Both that's the four black colleges there. You think they've been taught by this Jewish guy of what they want them to think our history was? What's your thought on that before I take more calls?
Most likely. Yeah, I can agree with that. He also earned his PhD in systematic theology at Boston University. He had two degrees. Sociology. Yep, one in sociology from Morehouse College and the other in divinity from the Crozer Theology Seminary.
That's deep.
He earned
two of them.
He earned his.
Some people can't get one. Some people can't get one. This guy went and got two in two different hemispheres of thinking. That's awesome. Go ahead. Keep going.
And he also awarded at least 20 honorary degrees in later years, 20.
Holy shit.
So he was pretty smart.
Pretty smart. Shit. He rolling. Anybody can do shit.
And speaking of Boston with that statue, there's some controversy with that new statue that just unveiled in Boston, which a Chinese mayor, by the way, Wu. They said it like part of it looks like a penis.
Ooh. Yeah, I did see that. Go ahead. Wow, one last point. Make the last point. But get some
American essayist Henry David Thoreau had a profound impact on the civil rights.
Thoreau, yeah, Henry David Thoreau, yeah, he's an essayist.
Said throughout his career he was a great reader. According to the Atlanta Black Star, he enjoyed delivering the words great philosophers, thinkers like him.
Yeah, he had.
And he met his future wife over the phone. I did the phone thing myself. Wow.
He met her over the phone. Well, phone sex was going on back then. It's amazing.
Yeah,
phone sex is always happening.
Yeah.
That's amazing
over
right there.
The phone.
Wow. I wonder was they breathing hard? That's amazing. Because that was when the phone was really big. Wow.
And he also considered Boston his second home.
Boston. The Boston York Mason. Mm-hmm. Right there. So, ain't
yeah,
that
he said he spent several of his young adult years in Boston.
Oh, amazing. Love it. And, love it. And Boston's supposed to be a racist town, supposedly. You know, supposedly. Yeah. But everybody great comes out of it. Bill Russell and all of them seem to have. I know it was rough. I ain't gonna say, but that's the Irish. You know, that's the Irish thing. And again, the Irish was
Titanic. Your Boston Celtics.
Yeah, Celtics, the Druids. Go ahead, they know what's up. Go ahead.
Dr. King and his wife had an unusual honeymoon. Guess where he spent his honeymoon? At a mortuary.
Right. A mortuary. Oh, man.
A mortuary.
Necrophilia. Necrophilia. Unbelievable. Sex amongst the dead. Don't tell me no shit like that. I'm going to look that up now. Oh, hell no. Let me get some more callers. Sex amongst the dead. Now, that's called necrophilia, everybody. Necrophilia. Sex amongst the dead, where people will go and you know these funeral directors. Imagine a fine chick, say Janet Jackson died. You ain't gonna try to hit that, you funeral director? Come on, you nasty purple. 9927.
And one last thing, did you know that he moved his family to Montgomery, Alabama in 1956.
So where was he from? Georgia.
He's from Atlanta, but according to the New York Yorker, the family King family moved from Atlanta to Montgomery, Alabama, when the famous bus boycott, 1956.
Well, maybe that's because by that time he's financed. Remember, you didn't say once he had a job. You didn't say he got a job anyway.
He was only 26 when he did that.
Yeah, obviously financed. So, hey, financial endowments do work. Let me go get more calls. 9927. That's
all his life.
Okay. Put yourself on mute. Thank you. 9927, you on the Helios.
Hey, Resurrection, everybody. All right. MLK Ultra is a motherfucker, ain't it? I need everybody to line up in front of me and look into this wand. Flesh, mind wipe. That's what's been going on. We've been mind wiped. And we mind wiped 24-7. 24-7. They put it out there, and they wipe your mind. They put it out there, then they wipe your mind. I don't know if anybody been noticing. That's why people are the way they are, because they get mind wiped on a 24/7 basis. Period. They don't want. I'm going through it all the time, and then they tell you, "Oh, you're suffering from Alzheimer's. You're suffering from Alzheimer's," but they're not telling you that you're suffering from the chemicals and the devices that we're using to mind wipe you. The Men in Black was something, but check out our devices. It's huge.
It's huge.
And they're mind wiping everybody. They're mind wiping everybody. The media is mind wiping everybody. They're using, as soon as you look at that television, you mind wipe. You're programmed to think this way now instead of thinking that way. So this is what's going on.
So you're saying the commercials, the flat screen TV with the plasma running through it is able to send intelligent mind, intelligentsia into our minds through that smart TV to make us mind wipe. Right, that's deep right there. They did it. They did it with a pen on Men in Black, but now they're using
flat screen. And they're doing
screen.
It with our phone.
Wow. Oh, the phone.
Social media, our phone.
Yeah.
Our phone. Distraction after distraction after distraction on the social media. You know, the distractions, you know, they're there because I laugh at some of that crazy ass shit these people be doing. Because I be like, man, these some hell of a mind wipe distractions, for real. For real. And for them to know that all of us, yes, sir, Jesus, yes, sir. Because Jesus just means yes, sir. The letter J never existed. Captain Hook, that didn't come along until later. The letter J is nothing but Captain Hook. So when they added that and started saying Yahshua, Yahshua just means yes, sir. See, the more tricks of the trade, they then took our powers away, our powers of knowing, not understanding, knowing who we are. What chakras mean, what frequencies mean, what all this means. They took all of that away from us to know that we are the supreme beings that create, that no longer create anymore. And those that are still creating are hidden behind white folks. Hidden behind white folks. White folks is a psyops too. White folks is a psyops. Always have been.
Okay, what you mean?
And who the 1%ers are and who the hidden agendas, the people that's behind the white folks is really look like you.
Look like black folks?
Ain't
that amazing? That's how you might want us to get us to forget
that call
that
themselves
the ones,
white.
That we the ones who
that
did this.
They call themselves white and they're blacker than us.
Love it. Keep going. That's amazing right there. I'll get ready. I got more calls.
I'm like, wow, y'all, listen. This is what's going on. You got to know yourself. Know your enemy. But first, know yourself and stop playing the color game because you're going to be surprised who's behind everything. You're going to be shocked on who's putting on facial masks, who's doing all this other stuff. And, yeah, they weaponize us. They weaponize the women. But they weaponize everybody. So they're weaponizing us, always doing social experiments on us, always. And we allow it, just like we allow that motherfucker, what's his name, the one that killed Martin Luther King. What's his name? You just mentioned him.
James Earl Ray did it, but he said he didn't remember.
Jesse Jackson. That's
yeah, there you go.
That's who plotted. That's who killed. Okay, all them other people that claimed that shot him, those were all CIA agents, or they were just goats set up to kill, got paid to do this, or got paid to be in a certain place at a certain time.
Or ex-military or military.
That's right.
So, psyops after psyops after psyops after psyops. All the way up till today, with the psyops we have, psyops.
The
man is back on the field. You knew I was coming back with that. Number three, back on the field. Y'all ready for this psyops now? Because ain't nobody questioning how this man back on the field already. Crisis actors is a motherfucker, yo. I swear, they get paid for every day. That man got paid to do that fall.
Or was he a sacrifice for the Bills?
I hate to hurt people's feelings. This going to hurt. The man ain't had no real heart attack. It was all, everything was set up as a ritual for this incoming game because we're getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. So the real sacrifice was the blizzard. The blizzard was the real sacrifice for the Super Bowl. Y'all want to win the title? Well, we going to do this. Boom. Because we need blood.
Yeah, we need dead bodies. We need to go to Martin Luther King level where him and the wife go to a mortuary. They show you that we have sex with the dead should have been a sign of y'all. Thank you, sister, for that one. That we're gonna have a show on that. That's a cult right there. Go ahead.
But remember what you said last week, bro, when they did that huddle around the player. Well, only one player was standing up, and that was number 33. That tells you right there that was a ritual.
And his number is three.
His number three.
And it was all fake,
y'all. No, I'm talking about the teammate that was standing up when they were kneeling.
Right, and she remember. She seen it. Go ahead. Yeah,
it was all fake. That was all fake. That shit was fake. It was a psyop. But the real ritual was the blizzard. So in order for them to go to the Super Bowl, they have to do a ritual. So the blood sacrifice first and the fake ritual to let them know that everything is secure. That was like a prayer or whatever, that, okay, we secure now. And it's sickening, but, you know, a lot of people go out there, they pay their money, they bet and everything, and not realizing they entertaining psyop. They entertaining something. So Buffalo about to get money. Buffalo about to get money.
Let me ask you a question real quick. How's Jim Kelly? Is he still dealing with that cancer?
He alive and well.
Okay.
He the section of the Bills Stadium today that the only section that got heated seats called the Kelly, the ring of the Bill Kelly Ring of Honor. Ain't that amazing?
Wow.
Hey, hold on. Let's stay with the stay there because we talked about this, the sacrifice thing. Now, I watched the movie Megan, and guess what? I hate to say it, but a blizzard had to do something with that movie. They was in a snowstorm, and I ain't going to go no further. So, see, that goes
right,
to show
right,
you.
Right, at the beginning of the movie. Yeah.
The movie. Now, I'm telling you that, and I'm going to give the links out for those of you. I won't give it on the air. We can watch all movies for free and clear. I'll give you the go sign when y'all just email me.
Yeah, you
me.
Make sure you say that go sign.
Yeah. Give me the go and I'll give it to you because it starts with a go, but I ain't going to go no further. It starts with a go, but I ain't going to go
no
further.
Yes, all right.
You can watch all these movies. And unfortunately, you know, the thing that's happening, that movie, and all that's going on today is leading back to the medical field, the call to the Caduceus, which thank goodness we had Dr. I'm so glad he was able to come on our program. Yeah, I'm so glad he came on our program. But, man, that's amazing. He came on in and told us that cult, that Red Cross, Blue Cross, Blue Shield with the snake coming through it, that is a cult. And Moses, those of you who are in the Hebrew stuff, Moses also threw down the serpent. And him and Pharaoh battled. That means they medicine, their proper cure,
and I just realized something.
Yeah.
Speaking of Memphis and MLK, I forgot about Elvis Presley's daughter. She died a couple days ago.
She died. Mm-hmm. Yes. Presley died. And King got killed in Memphis. Absolutely. He's the Memphis Kings. Oh, man. Hey, by the time this program off, y'all will be ready for kickoff because it's going to be a whole different kickoff this time. Let me give some more callers. You want me to add one more? Doron, before I let you go. Now, you've been sending that UFO stuff. Did you see the UFO? That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
I want to say this. The reason why the planes is shut down around the entire – it was the United States, right?
The United States,
because there's a lot of – they say UAP, but UFO, but actually IFOs, because IFOs are out there fighting other beings. Okay,
right.
So they had to shut that down. It was too much traffic up there for anybody to fly because, see, they're still at war at the top. Now, what they're saying is that Russia is supposed to have claimedly shot down a ship that was unknown, an unknown ship. Now, I don't know if it was an IFO from over here, the United States, testing out their weapons, but because it's been a lot of activity in the sky.
That's right. We're going
to
get into that. Hold tight. We're going to get into that at the 12 o'clock because
Let me say that real quick. With United Airlines now, this is just dealing with United Airlines. Now, I've been reading that the reason why they've been having problems with their flights because they don't have any crew because they're dying. They're sick with the jabs.
Correct. Hold on. Let's get some clarity. I got Brother West coming in there. Clarity is, y'all look this up. They send out a link. If y'all ain't on these links, you better jump in with their links and ask to get on the link. The jabs got something to do with it. the military airline people are not going to take the jab, so they got a shortage of flying people. So they're cutting off routes now. If you notice, they're cutting off routes because they don't have enough people to man the airline. And I hate to say this. I just got some sci-fi news. They already said, according to what I'm seeing, from what they sent to me, they had to put up the dragnet over the whole United States where we can't escape. Now, all I'm going to say is the technology is there. I will play it near the end of the program that they got the dragnet, meaning that you are now under. Remember that movie, the Mockingbird, where they had the invisible thing over the Skynet? It's called Skynet in the movie. It's real. It's real. It's absolutely real. If you ever notice, the chemtrail people are able to fly higher than the airline people. Just take a look at that. Let me go to 3364. 3364, you in here.
Hey, how you do, bro? How y'all doing?
Always good to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife is a good thing. I don't mind. I got me some toilet paper. I done bend my wipe my ass. So, I mean, that's a good thing from all this bullshit. So it's a beautiful thing. I don't mind wipe myself a while, man.
Woo!
But man. Hey, a lot of shit going on, man. And y'all ain't say nothing about, you talking about the weather, man. We had some badass tornadoes come through here, man, Thursday, man. And, yes, sir, bro. It hit Selma first, man. Selma got fucked up. Y'all talking about King and them? Selma got fucked up, man. And see, I done told y'all, man, who we are. All you dumbasses that put them trees in your house. The tree coming in your house with God tearing, making trees fall in all these fools' houses, man. All these heathens. Okay, that's what's happening. My niece, a tree fell in her damn house, man.
Ooh.
And they celebrate Christmas. They celebrate Christmas. Bring that goddamn tree in your house if you want to. God say, y'all want a tree? I'm going to show y'all a motherfucking tree. All right? So this ain't no joke, man. And
no,
far,
I got to laugh. It de-stresses people. You got to laugh at this, Craig. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You rolling.
Yeah, as far as y'all talking about football, man, Buffalo done lost both Super Bowls, and the Minnesota Vikings have lost both. So that's who I see going to be the Super Bowl, and Minnesota going to win,
yeah.
Man. I'm talking.
Yeah.
So, these storms ain't no joke, man. And I'm going to tell y'all something. We talking about we got frequency and all that. The way to pick out your – see, these damn watching the monument, all your obelisks and the damn – all that shit is antenna, man. The Washington Monument is a fucking damn cell phone tower putting out frequencies and shit 400 miles all around D.C. All right?
I believe
and the West,
that's right.
We all,
that's right.
We all the cell phone towers, man, and the way it's all numbers. The way to pick out your own number, and, bro, you got to take your height, divide it by the sound of the light, and then that's your sound frequency, your number. Then you want to do your light frequency. You take your height, divide it to the sound of fucking light. That'll give you your frequency. And the other one, the speed of thought, you take all them numbers together, add them up. That's your total frequency number, man. Hey, send me that thing about the movies, man. And this shit fun to be alive, man. Once you know you a cell phone tower, man, they can't fuck
you.
Get your own numbers.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. That was too good. We got to keep going. Now, we got to say that you said Washington D.C., the monument. Now we all know it was laid out by Benjamin Banneker Bay. So what did he know? Obviously, it's laid out on pillars, on damn ley lines, and the financier of Benjamin Banneker Bay was Archbishop Carroll, a Jesuit knight. So y'all put that shit together.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm loving all this shit. Love it. It's because
yes, sir, and the Washington Monument. It's 555 feet, I think. 555 feet. And you divide that by the sound of fucking sound, and you get a number, and then you divide it to the sound the number of frequency of light, you get a number.
Right.
And then you divide that into the speed of thought, and then that'll give you your number, man. You know what I'm talking about? This how the mind wipe your ass, man. Y'all talking. You flip these words around, man. You learn how to mind wipe your own ass, and they ain't got no fucking power over me.
My wife got, like you say, I'm going to go with you right now, because she was factual. I'm going to give you fact. My wife is what the computer does. Whenever you got too much shit in the computer, what you do? Internet options, delete. and you yep. become more you, leave, you come more, you come you come more clear. No doubt about that one. I'm gonna go with that premise, like you, both of y'all said, because they. But the problem is, most people are inadequate in their computer skill. They don't know how to do what you just said. They don't know how to go. So you did this. See, you did the ritual. See, that's the key. You did the ritual to find out your frequency. That's a ritual.
You break the code.
Yeah, you wouldn't broke your code.
Yeah, you just flipped everything, man. You just flipped everything around, rearranged.
Right, you gave a mathematical code. You didn't just say words. You gave me an actual equation. And that equation, it ends up with the answer of that equation. So, yes, y'all better do it. If y'all think y'all want to find out the truth about things, this is one way to find out. Math don't lie. Math is geometry, symmetry, it's all. They can't lie. All of us is in the matrix because our whole body is made of molecules that are, what is it, a hedrodecagon, where they got us in these in the so-called perfect matrix with the mathematics dude, the Fibonacci principle, with a flower, all that shit is leading to sexual recreation. So the penis at the White House, you name that, that's a frequency. What you think they're having sex with? That frequency. Because that frequency keeps the dick hard. So why that phallus is there? In front of the White House, which is a Oval Office, what are they creating? And that's what the portal. That's a portal. You just see. I'm glad y'all said it.
Yes, sir.
Actually, it's a portal. That's why that water is in front of it. That's why that water.
I want to say one more thing, man. On Thursday, they got to do something with that debt ceiling, man. So that's the money, man. With the money, man. If they don't rearrange and rewrite the debt ceiling by Thursday. This shit might go ugly, man. On some of
well,
y'all,
they said they claim they got. They claim they. Now I've seen that. They tell me they ain't got to worry about it until June, which is the hot month. So we'll see what happens. They got to get us psyched up for the hot month, man. Because you're hitting on points. All points.
Oh yeah. Let me get some more about the football thing.
Hold it. We got one more call. We got a bunch of calls. Wes, make your last point. Everybody's wait till we got four more calls.
Yeah, about the football thing. Jacksonville quarterback said what? They couldn't have wrote a better script.
That's what he said. You said that
yes,
to
sir.
Me. You said I laughed
yes,
my ass off. I said you heard that. I went back to ESPN. I said he sure did say all that. He said you couldn't write a better script. I said you're sure right, Jacksonville. And guess who owns Jacksonville, everybody? Guess who owns Jacksonville? A from
the
Indian.
Con guy.
Yeah, the Con, yeah. The Con, 1300. 1300.
Sheik.
Yeah, he is
Sheik. Yes, sir. Money game. Yes, sir.
Money game.
He took it out of my mouth. He took my article out of my mouth. Yeah, the debt ceiling is in really big trouble. It's never been this deep in the deep water before. They always been able to kind of put a Band-Aid on it and kick the can down the road, but they ran out of road and ran out of Band-Aid. So yeah, hold that. You were talking about the Fibonacci sequence, so
that's
called the golden
Thank
ratio.
You.
Yeah,
there you go. Thank you, man. Thank
but
you.
Yeah, man, it's always about the money game, man. And speaking of Jacksonville, that they had a lineman that I think his heart exploded and he died. And he was one of the main advocates pushing for
the COVID
shot. The credit card,
universal income, all that,
what John was pushing for. So he was saying, hey man, and then also we need to have that attached to your credit card if you have gotten the boosters and all of that part of that social credit score stuff. Yeah, he was pushing that, and this joker, he's dead now. His heart stopped. Same way a lot of these athletes' hearts are stopping, y'all. We got to talk about this, man. You got young athletes dying, and that's what you got to notice, that the younger athletes are dying. So some type
right.
of way,
the young
that
one.
Drug is not interacting with their immune systems properly. It's causing a malfunction. Go ahead, right.
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you. You said
yeah, but we got to keep our eyes on the money game and the debt ceiling, just like Brother West said. And what's going on is. Okay, the World Economic Forum, I heard one of the brothers speaking about that. And also, don't forget about the World Bank, because they're behind all of this COVID, you know, zero stuff. And if we're in the economic warfare, family, and you got to understand how warfare works. It works on a psychological level. It works on a social level. It'll make you socially take a side, and now you're fighting for that side. And, you know, like Martin Luther King said, we come to Washington to get our check, and that's when they had to take him out once he started preaching economics. So just know that, you know, like Nellie Fuller says, there are areas of activity where global dominance just dominates everything. So dominant society is going to keep dominating because we don't want to get our economic game together. And once we get that together, you can hire your own security. You can hire your own army if you want one. So just be ready, family. Get prepared. Our minds got to be prepared for what's going to get ready. What's actually happening right now. We're under economic warfare. That's why Zelensky can come over here and get $1 billion on Christmas, and you just get more lip service. I digress.
Yeah, more lip service. And sad to say for all y'all listening out there, when they did these symbols in front of y'all, did y'all know they brought the Pope? They all gave you 3 degrees. They brought the Pope. They brought the Israeli Prime Minister. Now they're going to bring in the Ukrainian Prime Minister. I mean, you can't get no clearer in the occult world without... See, if you don't know the occult world, this ain't going to make no sense to you.
Yeah, psyops equals dot deep fake. It's a deep fake going on. They're faking you with the media. They set up all these false flags, and you're going along with it. I mean, I can't. I think about Buffalo in the grocery store shooting. I'm still thinking about that, and it's already left our minds.
Right. It left their minds. They in Buffalo, and it left their minds because they've been getting psyops so much after they did the shooting at Tops. Look at Tops. Look at the symbol of Tops. That would tell you something.
Yeah, Martin Luther King said it. You desensitized.
And the grocery store opened on O.J. Simpson's birthday. Come on now.
Come on. You can't make this up. Yeah, you can't make it up. So the thing is, when you can't make it up and it comes facts, now you got to sit back and say, okay, now, I ain't crazy as these asshole family members, friends, whatever the hell you got in your life, females, whatever, males, telling you that you crazy for believing this stuff. Now you should be even more astute to your vibration now because you are vibrating with understanding. Didn't that say, see, I don't understand, y'all don't look up these occult words. In the Bible, there's three precious stones, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. If you ain't got the precious stones that Goliath got hit with, see, y'all think it's a story about it. Ain't no motherfucker hit no Goliath with no goddamn rocks. That's bullshit. That's a metaphor.
Marvel said, what, the infinity stones?
Yeah. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. That means you got to be able to have knowledge and wisdom to discern, and then that discernment with the knowledge should give you proper understanding. If you ain't got that, you are considered reprobate in the Bible, and they will kill you. They're going to kill you. They're going to kill anybody they can because ignorance would be going to become a curse. Because remember, y'all thought sin was transgression against the law. But whose law? What law are y'all talking about? Now, I'm about to get deeper. I'm going to take 2 more calls because y'all about to get it. I can't. I'm on fire right now because you know how they go. 4853. You got, hey, one more thing with you, brother, before I let you go. Now, you heard the economic forum, all that. Now, you and I both know we live in Florida. Did y'all know that many of the liberal TV people, like Whoopi Goldberg is in Florida. All these so-called people from The View who hate, so-called hate DeSantis, live in Florida. Go take a look. So you see it's propaganda. And for them to keep lying. Now, Whoopi got
brought to you by Disney and ABC.
That's right. Now, Whoopi just lied again. She was told to talk against the Jews. That's on purpose. To create that Jewish favor of, I hate the Jews. Now, I want y'all to know something. Don't listen to me, because you know, I'm lowly to many people. But those of you on high, Martin Luther, the reformer, he got a book called The Jews. Martin Luther from the Protestant Reformation, the Reformation era, wrote about the Jews. Benjamin Franklin, who was a crypto Jew, wrote about his own people. Look him up. The country is already under siege since the beginning of the two fat last president. Those of y'all, I'm going to do a show called John
Henry Ford.
Yeah, Henry Ford. Thank you. Henry Ford did a book called The International Jew. Now, nobody gets mad at these people. Kyrie just gets a tidbit of some shit. That's just a tidbit. I heard that shit Kyrie's talking about when I was in my own 20s. That ain't shit to me. I'm talking about some real shit. Now, if you could talk about that and write a book about the real financiers. And Kyrie Irving talks about a little tidbit of bullshit. I ain't saying it's not factual in some cases, but it wasn't enough to go crazy on. When Henry Ford, Martin Luther, the reformer, you name it, all said the Jews was a lying group of people. Now, I'm only saying Jews because the name Jew is a lie.
And he's still playing, so it ain't like he's out the league or anything. That's right. Another distraction to me, bro.
Thank you.
Kyrie Irving, the Beers.
That was a tie-up.
The Beers, right. and the dang on, what's the name of the stadium they play at, Kyrie Irving? Barclay.
The Barclay Pirates.
Those are some of the biggest
Pirates.
Colonial
Pirates.
Powers right. ever in the world. They right now still colonizing parts of Africa for resources that are
right.
in the ground.
The Barclay Brothers.
Yeah, man. If he really was about some real business, he'll expose that, you know. But, of course, that's how he make his money. That's who signs his check. But, anybody hear about Kanye? I don't know if this was just some satire information or whatever. He married that Brazilian girl.
Right.
And,
right.
Know, yeah. I don't know if anybody saw that.
It's a psyop because the wifey said she's seen it on Twitter and said, oh, I think he's married. So obviously, it's all constructed. Now, Brazil. Who will go to Brazil now? It's under a totalitarian dictatorship in Brazil, y'all. Go look up Brazilian news. I challenge y'all to go to Brazilian news, get the subtitles, put them in English, and tell me, do you want to live in Brazil? Even though they fine as hell. They got the finest woman, the finest woman in the world. Just go do it and see if you want to live there. This is all a psyop. And matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with y'all now. I got to be honest. I don't know why we even go through this sometimes because I played these. I just did a lot of shows. Some of them even play this stuff to after it's played by other people. And I'm like, I play this stuff before it gets played before other people. And I'm saying to myself, there's obviously something going on with our people. Yeah, Wesley say he wiped his mind. What if you wiped your mind and the shit's still in your ass? Because you got a big ass. How about that one? You can wipe your ass, but don't mean, if you wipe your ass with the big ass claw, fake ass nails, how you wipe your ass with fake ass nails that look like cat? Because you're gonna rip your ass, right? Somehow. So that goes to show me, wiping your ass ain't got nothing to do with this shit. You can wipe your ass all day if you got on the wrong.
They gotta rinse it. They gotta dry bones. They gotta rinse their ass.
What's that called? A bodeo. They did a bodeo. Those who know about real European shit, they don't wipe. They don't use toilet paper. They use water. They got a bidet. You put your ass on the bidet, and all the sex, anybody been to Florida, Miami, we got them in our sex hotels. You wipe your ass
toilet,
and everything.
Yeah, toilet tree product.
Yeah, so don't complain that shit with me, man. Look, your ass is your ass. I'm going somewhere with this so you understand where I'm going. So your ass is your ass. All y'all talk all this stuff about I'm self. Run out of toilet paper. Let me see what you're going to do. You're going to get some leaves? You could use newspaper. You could use newspaper, too, just in case people didn't know.
Hey,
newspapers
take
newspaper.
That shot. You can kiss your ass goodbye.
Right, you kiss your ass goodbye. Right. I'm just giving everybody some fun talk.
Did you see the CDC saying now that the vaccine shots, I thought I emailed it, that the CDC shots are now saying
the
inflammation.
For the military. You said the military, right?
Mm-mm. No, it's just saying
the
CDC here in Georgia saying.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The CDC is saying that now the doctors got to be careful in diagnosing people with cancer. They're causing inflammation in their bodies.
Inflammation. Now, you said also somebody sent me some of the stuff. I don't know if it's true.
I sent you one about the military. They stopped. They stopped the shots,
right.
But a lot of the service members are still suing.
Right. They stopped the shots. See, that's why y'all really paying attention to what is happening. If you go against your military.
But guess what? It was in that new bill the Congress and them just passed, too. That was a negotiation tool.
Because they need y'all. Well, they don't need me no more. But they need all of us who are
right,
y'all,
me
your
neither.
Kids. They need your kids. Your kids going to have to go to war soon to pay the debt.
Yeah.
Y'all don't get. Did y'all get this? I don't know if you get it now. I don't care how you think on this program. But in reality, they need blood. They need bodies. That's all I know. And so. You're going to sacrifice, America's going to sacrifice their young people right now. Ain't got no choice. Because, unfortunately.
Eating the babies, yes.
Right. You're going to have, right, there you go. You're going to have to give your infantry That's what the baby thing is about. See, when you know, it's called dimensional thinking. Everything is not literally one thing. It's dimensional. So when you say eat the babies, you're right. You're going to eat your infantry. You're going to give them the infantry, which is called your military. The first babies to go in to get killed is your infantry. The infants go in, and they're going to get killed because they're going to go to Ukraine. They got to go. Y'all ain't even paying attention to y'all not even paying attention to the scenario. You got to go. You're going to sacrifice your kids. They got to go. They got to go. How else they going to play? They can't get your old asses to go fight no more because you ain't fighting for shit on no level, no local level. Let's just start with the real level, local level. Who the fuck y'all fighting on the local level? Nobody.
Lori Lightfoot is using kids out from the public schools to campaign for her.
Last point, 1300. I'm going to go to 4853 next.
Drive on. The deeper that Joe Biden get in his fuckery and all his corruption, they finding all types of top secret documents and shit in his Corvettes and all. And he wasn't even the president. So he don't have the ability to declassify anything. It shouldn't even been in his possession.
He was vice president.
That was just a setup.
Thank you.
They set his ass up really good, didn't they?
Sigh out. Okay. Let me go to 4853. You got a lot of noise. So if you're driving, I'm going to bring you in now. Say you're driving. And when you get situated, I'll bring you back in. But put yourself on mute. I won't cut you off. Put yourself on mute when you get situated because your phone is loud. There you go. Go. You sound better. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I want to go back to what you was emphasizing about Chicago and Chirac, the movie.
Let's look
at this. Where was one of Noble Drew Ali's temples?
Chicago.
Nation of Islam.
Chicago.
Where they said the brother from Haiti came from when he came to this land mass and he was supposed to have found
Chicago. Barack Obama, Chicago.
Okay, but my point is this.
Yeah.
We need to deal with foundational things first. Peace to the family, peace to all, multitude. I just wanted to go back. It's just so many things. And going back to what you were saying, Maskenazi, how long have they been in this country? They came up, Christopher Columbus was half Ashkenazi. He was a mulatto. He was half melanated, and he was one of them, right?
Yep.
Who wrote a letter to George Washington, just like what they always do, if you need our assistance, we are here.
Mm-hmm.
They're famous for that shit. Same thing. Them same individuals. Mafia. I don't know if anybody ever heard Rabbi Abby Finkelstein.
Jewish
Shekel.
Yeah.
Okay. So now here we are today from that long march. Oh, and let's not forget about the Titanic. Okay. Yes. There was the ones that didn't want to subdue the world, long hat, short hat. Oh, Irritated Genie had a video about the long hat, short hat. And he's either from Chicago or Detroit. Now he's in Africa under another name, because he's working to wake up those people. But,
okay.
Now they're the ones who use the Slavics, just like they use the mafia, just like they use the melanated people in Harlem and in the ghettos, just like how they want to mesh back in as they did in the beginning, as was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. So now they don't need anybody because now they got AI. So they killing everybody. They don't even, want their soldiers, which was the Klan. Think about it. There never was a time when man was not. That's us. We are man, son of man, Jesus said in the Bible. If you read the Bible, you know that they're talking about melanated people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's like damn near autobiography of our footprint besides when Satan came in to play. But now that they don't need anybody, they're trying to kill off the multitude. All of these people that they brought into this country, I was talking to a Caribbean guy, and he told me it's in the literature. If you want citizenship, stateship, or even get into this country, which is another reason they're bringing all of these foreigners in here, you got to get poked up. The war has never stopped.
Never stopped.
That's all I wanted to say.
Now, let's go. The war never stopped. Now, I'm going to do a show with you, man. I'm going to let you look up. I got a book called The Two First Presidents. I had this book. I gave this book out to some of y'all who listen. When we were printing up all kind of shit. And according to these constitutions, the one that John Hanson and the one that George Washington. Now, George Washington, for those of you who don't know it, under the auspices of Thomas Jefferson, who was a Freemason from the Grand Orient Lodge of France, him and Benjamin Franklin, you know, they wanted to make him a president. They wanted to make him a king. They didn't want him to be president. They wanted him to be king. They were already setting up this shit back in the day. According to the story, when he seen that the plot was in, he took off and went back to, what was that, Martha Vineyard, wherever the hell he was from. So he went back. But he wrote of the Great Conspiracy where he had mentioned the Illuminati. Now, I don't know how much more you need to read, but guess who his consultants was? John Hanson's son. Now, John Hanson's supposed to be black. But when you look up the lineage, he's just what they said. He won the Moors that went into the Nordic countries. Mama and them got fucked by the Moors. He had Nordic blood, and that's why the Vikings and all that shit, the Vikings and all that, all come out the same story of the conquest of these so-called Africans going relatively nowhere. The nautical miles between Africa and Spain is so minute, it's like going to Biscayne Bay to South Beach. Now, come on. How the hell y'all going to tell me that they ain't riding back and forth in that shit? So that don't even make sense with some of y'all saying here with your Afrocentric bullshit. And I'd be
willing to
challenge anybody. Go ahead. Ask the question.
Everybody should Google Abraham Lincoln's famous law case. He represented a melanated American, and I don't even want to drop it but if anybody goes there and reads that, it was in the 1800s. If anybody goes there and reads some of the things that he uttered in that case, it will bring you back to partly that same thing. This landmass has always been the empire. If there is an Israel or Jerusalem, it's always been here. The land of milk and honey, it's always been here. The empire, it's always
Memphis.
Been here.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it make sense, though? I mean, think about it. I'm to the point now that those who've been knowing me, we've been advocating both sides for so long to give two thoughts till y'all get a clear picture. It does not make sense that people would finance a voyage in the East without proof of what's over here already. So they had to have some speculation that they knew this existed. So they come here, they bring back people, spices back to where? They didn't say Europe. It says Salamanca, which is Salamanca, New York City. I'm New York, Salamanca, New York. Salamanca. Now, I'm trying to figure out how could you bring people back to Cordoba, where Ricardo Montalban was, he was a Mason. He had to tell you the truth. That's why he got Ricardo Montalban, Cordoba. That's where they took the slaves.
Fancy island.
Fancy island. That's where they took everybody back, to there. So obviously we ain't thinking properly. If you think how the fuck they took some dark-skinned, melanated people, called them the Americans, they proved to you that, they copper color. How much more proof do you need?
I call it the big switch, bro. I got to take I-57. I got to go through Cairo, Illinois to get to Memphis. Come on.
Right. I mean, how much proof?
The Nile Valley.
Passing the Mississippi River. Yes.
Right.
Thank
the
you.
The Nile Valley.
Think about it. I'm not that old. I'm 60. I hope to get to a point in life where this is not a mystery no more. It's still a mystery to people.
Right. My people suffer for lack of knowledge. Why?
There you go. Now, how much? Now, hold before we get some more callers. Stay with me. I got 7696. I got 5298. I got 3318. You will be, and I got 5474. We will definitely be getting to you. All y'all got your hands up. Just give me a minute, because you know we got a lot of time still. Now, I'm just getting to the point where we got to now say, okay. This is a done dollar. They already told y'all they blocked off. They just put it out there. We gonna block off the whole Grand Canyon. We can't let no. We don't found the underground city. We can't let nobody in. All intelligentsia is done. You ain't heard no more about that no more. You ain't going to find out no more about that. They are investigating. Now, y'all are telling me, after all this talk, now, Dr. David Himmeltep been on here in the early days.
Can I say one more thing, Dry Bones, about that right there, what you just said?
Right.
Riverbeds that's been dry for hundreds of years are now filling up with water again, as other places are, their water is disappearing.
Mm.
Research that also about, you know, Arizona and all of them places. Riverbed water is coming up there as riverbeds are disappearing in other places. And another thing I want to say, one more thing, and then I'll be quiet. This is the only landmass on the planet damn near that is still basically somewhat free. Birth certificates and all of that stuff still basically make you property if you don't own, if you're not controlling it. Own nothing, control everything, because we're basically the only country that still have the constitutional right to carry weapons. Everybody else gave their weapons up and all of that, and that's why they asked, get your ass in the house. Oh, I ain't going in the house. Then you go in, then they drag your ass to jail.
Now, hold on. Let's go with the premise. Rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God is the first motif here in America.
Please say that one more again. Please say that. Wait, let me pull over and stand up and salute the sun when you say that right there.
See, that's why we got to do a show. I told you, I got the book. I'm ready for it. Rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. That's exactly what the motif of America was. John Hanson
and the Constitution. And the Constitution said when government becomes tyrannical, you have the right to what?
What? Okay. Now, obviously, many people are understanding this concept. Many people are understanding
not in
this
Illinois.
Concept.
The governor just banned assault weapons, and the only people is standing up against now is actually law enforcement people. They said, they're not with that shit, but everybody else is falling in line.
Okay, now, let's go with that premise. Let's go with that premise, everybody. I'm about to tell y'all, he hit it on those. Now, the problem with these, you just heard them, because of what y'all allowing, I just said, many people want to talk about fighting the New World Order, but you got to fight. See, the New Order is in order. It starts local.
Right.
See, the problem is y'all don't know y'all own jurisdiction Masonic tape. It's different jurisdictions. You ain't going to go fuck
with what the – let me say something else real quick with the Constitution, what the brother said. Just a couple months ago, before the New Year's, they also changed the state Illinois Constitution Amendment 1 and put a provision in the Constitution now that basically the unions run everything, and Illinois would never be a right-to-work state. So
now,
that's actually going to help the state. It's going to hurt the state because now the business don't want to be here. The unions basically took over. They can go on strike the companies and corporations in the state and municipalities.
Now,
like the teachers union could go on strike whenever they feel like it because it's in the Constitution.
I'm here in Florida. Florida is a right-to-work state, but government municipalities such as myself are under union. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, the unions are Democrats. I don't care what y'all got to say. Bet me on that. The unions are Democratic entities. They Democratic entities. Let's make some money off that one, please. Before I start the football.
Hey, y'all hear me? Biting down here at King Center now, man. In church, at King Church, man. Biting that clone in Walnut right now. Talking lies, trying to feed off our energy, man. That devil biting in town, man.
Of course. Remember, Atlanta is Region 4's capital. That's a fact. It's on the biggest ley line, and that's why your airport on that line. That's why you got the largest airport in the country. Yeah, come on.
Hey, drive on.
I want to.
It's not. Excuse me. Let me say this, and I'll be quiet. I said it 9 times already. Not your personal family a business?
A business,
right?
Your personal family is a business.
When you get married, you establish a contract. Isn't a contract?
Right.
Okay.
It's a contract.
Contracted by the United States.
When you
get married. They own.
Okay,
get married and create your own contract.
The tornadoes. I heard somebody say tornado. What about tornadoes?
I want to know.
Yeah, it was the Wizard of Oz, man. Thursday was the Wizard of Oz, man. All those tornadoes, that was the Wizard of Oz, man.
No, in California.
Hold on. Georgia said they had some parts of Georgia did not get them. I heard, some people said, and some parts of our area said they had high winds. California is getting to beat the shit out of right now as far as both done. Hold on, before we take a break, but I want y'all to digest a minute. I got these callers. I got to bring them in. Hold tight, all four callers. Y'all coming in right after this. I'm going to tell y'all this one time. We need all y'all, but we need all y'all to remember. If give everybody opportunity, put yourself on mute. We ain't got a problem with y'all. We won't even cut you off. One of the few shows that won't even cut you off. We put you on mute because mute shows me self-discipline when you know you really are in tune. That's why I tell you, are you really in tune? Because, see, yeah. self-discipline is a hard motherfucker. Many of you don't have it. That's just plain and simple. The Army gives people sometimes self-discipline in a lot of things, but at the same token, it has what is called a controlling mechanism, because you got to do it through control. Now, Brother D always say, he's saying the same thing over and over. No, man, you got to teach people by rote, because they can't learn by hearing it once in a while. They got to hear this shit repetitively to make them even have a blueprint in their mind, because so much data is coming at them. That's how this has to work. Don't worry about
absolutely
how many
stop
times.
Programming.
Yes, program. No matter how many times you got to say the same shit over and over, it's like a person who talked to you, unless they dementia, because you got to realize what y'all just said earlier. Just think of everybody that you deal with has got dementia. Just think about that for a minute. They can't remember shit, but they remember shit they want to hear or they want to remember. You ever see a dementia person? They can't remember shit. The real one.
Selective memory.
Right, selective memory. And that's what they're banking on.
They remember old memories.
Right. They want y'all all to think. So they don't give. Now, here's the thing I don't get with everybody talking on this line. You already know what's giving them dementia. Just look up. See, even the chemtrail people couldn't spray that day. That let you know it was the dragnet. See, I ain't seen no chemtrails that day at all.
Ooh, he said the dragnet.
The dragnet did not. Yeah.
I used to like that TV show, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, give us the facts. Nothing but the facts. That's all they say. that's why it's called the talk of facts matters. I ain't crazy. I might look crazy to some people, but we ain't that crazy. Now, I'm going to take a break right quick. I'm going to give everybody a chance. And when we come back, we're not going to play with nobody after this. If you don't know this, it's too fucking bad. Plain and simple. I hate to tell you, your life is in danger. Only the awakened people will understand when danger comes. I suggest all y'all realize, if your money is starting to fall, it's going to be a tough decision, everybody. Going to be a tough decision. But you better realize, do I leave my money in a 401k? If your job gives you an option to get the fuck out, because they're going to give you an option. See, one thing about the New World Order, they're going to see who the dumb people and the smart people are. See, the dumb person will say, I'm going to stay in this slave job and come out broke. But the smart people say is, I'm going to give you a severance package of $100,000 plus insurance for 8 months. You better take that motherfucker when they give you that. If you don't... That's on you. That's on you. Mm-mm. If you don't do this,
jab or no jab.
Yeah, we warning you. Yeah, they got to get one thing about the New World. They're more loyal than you are. They hold tight to their provisions. They don't deviate like you do. They don't say I ain't gonna give money to this shit. Them motherfuckers give shit to the day they die. They give a dues to the day they die to their cause. Have y'all done that? Have y'all gave anything? Have y'all gave anything to anything? No. Only thing you have given to yourself,
shekels?
You have given yourself to self-interest. Self-interest means selfish. Anything, see, white folks, if I was a white and I really carried the white folks the way I want to, I'd be rich. I don't even ask people for money because I don't need nigga money because nigga money won't even come to you. But people who love the truth, I'm going to get it eventually. But it won't even be from niggas. Because you won't sold yourself for shackles like you sold yourself to Jesus.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cost of personality. I'm
personality, the cult of personality, the cult of personality.
Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, the dry bones.
What's up, my brother? What's up, my brother? Go ahead. St. Louis in the house.
If y'all have wanted to comment on that Dragnet, the Skynet or whatever, see, if we break down, you know, some what they gave us, well, what they taught us in the last whatever, I guess 50 years, I guess from. Like around 1932, you can call a picture an element, a new element, and that's what they call a pixel. You know what I'm saying? The pixel, a pixel is digital imaging is called, or it's a picture element. It is a smallest addressable element in a raster image, or the smallest point. And all points addressable display device. Okay, So basically, you know, we got the phones, we got the new biggest plasma TVs, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. New digital, they made from pixels. So basically, you know, we got our phones, and what we always doing all day, we always taking pictures and we call them pics now. But
right.
Pics, that's what a pixel is, and the word came around 1932, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Pics,
right.
That's where you get pics from. So basically, they got us all with these pics, and then, you know, they say in the near future, we're going to have the phones where it's going to be ran by everything, so they're going to be able to know your heart rate, they're going to be able to know your feelings, you're going to have to fake it to make it in the near future. It's going to be a lot of, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to, like in the Matrix, you know what I'm saying, you know, when you in the Matrix, you're going to have to do what you have to do to get back to reality amongst the people who are in reality, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's going to be, we're going to have, that's what the technology is, it's a new element that attached itself to natural life, you know what I'm saying? And it's turning into a digital person, you know what I'm saying? We all basically turning into digital, like a lot of us, but some of us, we limited on our footprint on the internet, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got a lot of people who thirst for pictures. I know people take pictures all day long, you know, a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of men.
It's a combination of male and female on this setback. Yeah, go ahead, keep going. That's good shit.
So, see, that's what's got the dragnet working, because it got your main attention and it got you in the box where you constantly sharing information with it 24/7. All day, all night, you sharing information with the new element. And it's making a digital imprint of you. And at any time, the natural person basically going to be put to sleep and you're going to be just a digital imprint, you know what I'm saying, on what life about, you know what I'm saying? So they'll be able to put you in a drone, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they got all the pictures of you, every image of you. They even got you all the way down to your hair follicles, you know what I'm saying? You got people take pictures all day long of everything. So it got a whole layout of you where it can present a digital image of you in the metaverse or wherever, you know what I'm saying, in the near future on how things going to be conducted, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I had to offer to the dragon.
No, that's real shit. That's real. Because they're going to be now think about what you just said. Let's get everybody involved on one accord. Okay, so I see now the metaverse in my own dealing with it can take you out of your reality and make you into some other dual reality. And it's almost like a prison. What they like, the design is to keep us in this virtual reality where we won't never know what's going on in the real world. That's how simple that I can make it. Like, if we could just, like, keep – just think if I was a diabolical scientist, I would make everybody
–
Right. Well, you should – yeah, right. You're right. The cube – let's just say – right, the cube, because, again, all these games are called cube. We're in the cube. We never get out. Our souls. Now, here's where it gets deep with y'all and what brother was talking about earlier. See, your souls is connected to money.
It's connected to pictures as well.
That's your soul.
That's why, what's the prophet Muhammad supposedly, when they seen a reflection in the water, they was like, oh, no, we never want to have any images like this ever put,
exactly,
you know what I'm saying, put on the wall. And see, basically you know what I'm saying, see, and another thing what you was talking about with the movie, see, it's going to be a playback to everybody. The movie, it's going to have all the truth that they gave you within everything, and then it's going to be a double image back with everybody picture of you know, you locked in, and the truth is there. It's shared back and forth all day long because you giving an image of yourself, and they giving you an image of the truth, you know what I'm saying, and the lie all together, because that's what the trap is. The trap is to keep your mind occupied to where you don't know what's reality, what's going on, because most people won't even be able to handle it. You know what I'm saying? So that's
most
that's
people, just, yeah. That's, let's just say a very large group of people ain't going to be able to handle this matrix.
Yeah,
because it's
designed, it's all set up. And a lot of the strong people who basically like in church, in school, who go outside they self to be somebody else because somebody offered them something and tell you that you basically you have to be this in order
to get that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because you know, I got a niece. She didn't understand. Well, she understood when she got in college and school and stuff. She was like, they was always saying what employers are looking for. And she didn't understand that. And then, but she caught on and she dropped out her first year. And then she went back later on. She got a real high degree, you know what I'm saying? But you have to know the difference. You have to know that you being fooled. But at the same time, according to how society is, you got to play right along with it because that's how you're going to be able to get people in and out because some people ain't going to get out.
Right. Now, that's what the Matrix movie is about, that in a nutshell. What we just said is what we all going to go through. You're going to be able to take some of them out of the Matrix. There ain't going to be a lot of people, many of you on this line. That's why it's called the Dry Bones Connection. They never said it was a bunch of people. They said it was a unit in Ezekiel chapter 37 that a certain group of people will magnify some form of fashion. We are magnifying right now through technology, through sound and light, because many of us have never even seen each other. Sound and light.
And I got
and
one
doing,
more
we,
other thing.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I got one more other thing I was told once before. You know, that macabre that everybody got access to, but it take a strong mind and strong will to access it. They have meetings and they have groups that you can straight get in. And they got good groups and bad groups and bad whatever that you could travel to in that macabre. And see, that's a part of why they got your mind trapped to where they don't want you to be able to access your own intelligence, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's where a lot of people say when you go into meditation, and a lot of those great leaders and thinkers, that's where they go meet at. They go meet in the mind, and that's where you can't record none of that unless you was actually there. That you record stuff on now, you know, them chips. Ain't no recordings of this, but you know what I'm saying?
Ain't no recording. Yeah. And I think about this is what you just said, what's going to happen now. Brother D said from Chicago, he said they're going to have a meeting tomorrow. Right when everybody's celebrating the assassination. You're not celebrating Martin Luther King life, really. It's a fake thing. They know they killed him. See, the top people, though, you know, top people know they killed him. The dumb people... And I hate to say dumb, but it's what it is. It's why it's called Dumbo. They got you in a Dumbo state where you're just dumb, and you go down and believe anything that comes across. Like, y'all think tomorrow they're giving you off, but they actually are celebrating the death because they feel vindicated that they're able to pull this off. That's why I say something is coming because they should not be able to feel vindicated after all these years. We're talking about almost Sister Moore's was conquered in 7-Eleven. The whole called Holy War was on. And they have never relinquished the Holy War. And y'all acting like, oh, they don't kill King, they don't kill Kennedy, everything. And where this brother sits at today, that is the gateway. And I keep telling people all the time, I say, you know, I don't think y'all be realizing some of the things we all say until you analyze it again. Just do dual analyzation. Don't just take one time of what we say something and take that. Just dualize what we say. You know, St. Louis... It's McDonald's, the Golden Arches, The Golden Arches is was given to the Louisiana Purchase. So you're giving homage to the Grand Orient Lodge of France, who gave you your red, white. Yeah, I don't think y'all getting this. And it's amazing.
And also, Jesse James was here, too. And they were Masons, supposed to have something to do with the Civil War. You know what I'm saying? Because you got all that you got that multitude of cave systems here that they don't really talk about. They talk about it a little bit, but they mostly talk about that big cave system in Tennessee.
It's a cave system here too.
You know,
they ain't talking about y'all.
There was an underground railroad in America before any Pinkfoot ever stepped on this landmass. It's always been here.
That's where they get that so called cartoon from, the Littles. When they was riding through the earth on trains, and that's where all that stuff come from. You know what
I'm saying? Go ahead.
They say off the coast of California in the Pacific, that's where they got all those stones off the coast of California, where they show that's where all the traveling was coming through the east, through the
I'm gonna validate what you just said. Now see, that's why I say we gotta be thinking pretty crazy. Let's be honest. The Asian world would not be able to come through the Atlantic Ocean. That's impossible. Why would they come all the way? They had to come to the Pacific. It was the most peaceful. That's why it's called the Pacific. It was able to come through easily. Now, they claim they've met, and I did the research on the archaeology people who did this. Everybody that came from the Pacific that the Europeans came through, who wrote down what their explorers said, they said they look like the same Negroes. That's what they said. I ain't making this up. Same Negroes that we got in the DR or Haiti. They equivalated to them looking like them. That's in their first explorers. So they look like the same people from the Hispaniola. They called it Hispaniola back in the days, Hispaniola. So I'm trying to figure out. I said, wait a minute. They come from the Chinese. Now, y'all want, you know what I want to get with y'all? Either you historians, Afrocentric people. You never mentioned the Chinese. Why do you think they made David Carradine Kung Fu? Because they came from the Pacific side. And you notice they was used for railroads and all that shit, too. And I'm saying, wait a minute, we got black folks thinking we didn't build everything over here. They brought foreigners because they knew the indigenous people was not going to do shit first. They'd be the first rebellious group. Don't you think so? They had to bring in workers like they're doing now because black folks are what? The most rebellious group in America. Still today, ain't nothing changed. You're the same rebellious people that was rebellious when the Chinese came. We got to bring the Chinese in. They're already over here. They came from California. Obviously, Queen Khalifa had no problem with the Asians at all. At all. You've been lied a lot because they came through there, and then they made treaties with Queen Khalifa. Go look it up. And Hawaii and all the rest of those islands that came before they got to America. And that's why they gave America those islands, because they were part of America, of the Americans. And this is why I said, myself, I'm not that bright. How the fuck? You tell me you went to school, paid over $300,000 for a degree that ain't shit? You can't even come up to that. This ain't making
that
sense.
That was their war. That was a part of their war from the East and West Coast.
There you go.
They opened up the Straits of Gibraltar, I guess the peoples from in this
dude, area, you hit on the nose. They gave us the wrong coast. Yes, they gave us the wrong coast.
That's what opened up the Strait of Gibraltar and let all that, whatever that aggression that they had for this world over here, they opened up the floodgates whenever. I guess it could have been that so-called mud flood, because that stuff, you know, that stuff shut down the seas. Something happened with some type
of
catastrophe.
Whether it happened in the Pacific Ocean,
and that's what took the attention off of of the East Coast, and that opened up the Strait of Gibraltar.
There you go.
What I'm saying? Because they said because people from over here asked for assistance and was able to get assistance to go to war with the people over here.
Thank you.
Whether it was on the East Coast.
Now, go on. Make sense. You don't make sense. No, let's stay with your premise. Now, common sense. I'm not that bright militarily. But militarily, would I go and spend my whole army trying to go around the continent of Africa to shoot up all the way past Brazil, past and go into America? It'd be more sensible that I would go from my own area west until I got to the east, the Far East. That's what's called the Far East. See, y'all don't even understand the East, West, too. Some of y'all don't. East, West. Far East, hit West. So that's why they be talking about West Coast and all that rap shit. That's why the rappers don't own shit. If you notice.
Death Row versus Bad Boy.
There you go. That's where they got it from, man. That's where they got it from. See, don't fool yourself that this is some new shit that Suge Knight and Puffy thought up. No, this was given to them as a script. As long as they follow the script, they stay rich. The only one who followed the script to the day is Puffy, because he's straight.
Hey, dry bones.
Go ahead.
And Dr. Dre.
North, east, west, south. You got to always keep that in the control,
no matter what.
You got to keep it under control.
Yeah, we got to keep it under control.
It was north, east, west, south. That's a part of the puzzle, too.
And
like
that's
that.
Your brain. You got to balance your brain to stay in control.
You stay in control. Balance, Libra, all y'all out there. That's what that shit about. Let me go to 5298-3318. Which one of y'all first? 25298. Who? Jump in if that's the same.
Greetings, family. Can you hear me?
I hear you. There you go. Go right ahead, brother.
Yeah. I got five on the family. Yes, I do. By the way, family, if y'all didn't notice, on this beautiful day of King's birthday, which is for us, consciousness, family, so we bringing it with the conversation. Today's date comes to 5/1/15/2023. That's a 5, baby. So, yeah, let's put that 5 on it. And let's start here. As Gil Scott said, the revolution will not be televised. Why do we think the revolution won't be televised? Because understanding revolution by the number, family, is God. Revolution is 40. God is 4. Revolution is spiritual. Spiritual is 40. Revolution is 40. The fight 31, 4, has always been spiritual, family. We constantly talk about we're in a spiritual damn war. That's the revolution. Why won't it be televised? Because you got to speak the truth. And truth on television is not being televised, family. So the spiritual essence that we're in, that we should be pushing, is the spiritual truth, which we are. So we ain't going to get that twisted. But using the magician's trick, in the revolution, the magician's trick is called the Matrix, baby. You in a Matrix. Matrix is 4, just like revolution, just like the truth. We got to see the truth behind the numbers of the words of this occult language we keep speaking. It's the occult. We keep saying the occult. Occult is 5. This is how we recognize the game. Game is 5. We ain't recognizing if we don't see the number behind these English occult words. English is 32, which is 5. So, yes, this is the so-called New Year's 23, which is 5, resolution 41, which is 5, that we make with our own brain. Brain is 14. Make your own resolution within your own brain to sift this shit out. We've been talking about toilet paper and wiping your ass. See?
Yeah.
That's why this damn 5 that started off called what? The Corona damn virus, 41. Everybody was running to the store getting goddamn toilet paper and paper towels.
Yes,
to wipe they what? Because, see, they fell for the okey-doke. They fell for all the shit that they threw on the fan. The shit hit the fan, and they ran to the store.
Yep. And, bro, toilet paper. Ain't that amazing? You buy, I don't know how you... Boy, that's a beautiful mind you got. Yeah, that's what they did right here in Florida. Instead of getting food, they brought toilet paper. I ain't making this up. The store was wiped out of toilet paper. I ain't making this up. Anybody talk to me down here, know I'm telling the truth. I said, wow, why
let me
getting
end.
Toilet paper? Go ahead.
Let me end with what Brother Derek had mentioned earlier with the number 4 when he brought the LGBTQ, which comes to 22, which is 4. Yeah. You know, we've been basically programmed to watch these gay damn people by the damn television brand. When did they start pumping these TVs that we were watching called LG, baby, TV?
LG, yeah.
Lesbian and gay.
Ooh.
Bisexual and transgender.
Hold back.
The LG is 2-7. The BT is 2-7. They made these TVs. Why you think we constantly talking about all the goddamn TV programs we watch now and the commercials? Gay people, gay people, gay people.
Yeah.
The television had prepared you for it and we didn't see it. LG. Life's good, They done made your life good watching this LG bullshit.
Life's good.
Brother Eddie, wow. Brother Eddie, get that pixel. Do that pixel numbers. What's pixel? What's the number for pixel?
Uh-oh.
And number
Brother
6.
Derek. Hold on. Hold on. He on Wednesday nights now. Y'all get him. Don't try to kill him now. He on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. And, but go ahead. If you can get it now, fine. But let me just get you with that. The picks, the LG, I like how you put that together. That's really pretty. LG TV, yeah, that's pretty. That's
Pixel
that's
was 9.
Yeah. There you go. Pixel was 9. Wow.
And guess what? LG. LG comes to 9. That's the 9. LG comes to 9. Pixel comes to 9.
LG.
There you go. That's all female.
So are they weaponizing now? We heard earlier. The 9. I think Brother Sean Caddy got a book called The 9, and we've been talking offline as well. The 9. If they weaponizing females, they got to be the most expensive group that they could weaponize without. Remember, they trying to do this without using so-called, according to MLK Ultra, non-combative means. So they using weaponization non-combatively through mind control, because that's non-combative. It's like, I have to kill you to do this. I don't have to blow you up. I'm going to use you through your mind control. So that's like a non-combative means. So, wow. And so you saying that the 9 and all these things, because Chirac was based off the women holding off sex. We don't hear women holding off sex now for COVID. You don't get a COVID shot. That's the excuse. First, it was AIDS. You got to get an AIDS test. See, the women's always have demanded tests. Y'all women debate me if you want, but most of the disease are coming out of y'all because y'all harbingers of the moisture for the disease to be in y'all bodies based off the sex orientation. Now, the question I'm going to ask everybody today, and I said
this. But do I want to say this?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. So I want you to hear this because this is a testimony, but stay here with these women, okay?
Yeah,
so the
no
testimony
doubt.
Is this.
No doubt.
I know 2 women that went to Dubai.
Right.
And one of them was very, when I say headstrong, alpha-like. When she came back, she was humble as pie.
So we should send all of them to Dubai.
I know a lot of women. Even my significant other turned around and said, I want to go to Dubai. I'm about to say this, and I asked them, do you know what's in Dubai? Because Dubai ain't no homo, well, I'm not going to say homo shit, but Dubai is masculine, ain't it?
Yeah.
The New World Trade Center is in Dubai, ain't it?
Yeah.
Dubai also is not going to be closed down on MLK Day.
No, they're not.
Dubai is going to be the new territory where they say masculinity to the real, and I'm saying this, all the melanated women, let's take a poll, let's find out. All the melanated women want to go to Dubai because they're attracted there for one reason.
And I'm going to say this, too. I'm not only melanated. I've noticed a strong gay male presence wants to go to buy. Now, I'm going to give the answer the minute. I got the answer. You mean you ain't even talked? We ain't talked none this week at all.
Hey, drive on. Drive
you
on.
Asked the question. I'm going to give you the answer because that is amazing that you asked that. Go ahead.
Hey, drive on. You know what a good old prostitute told me before?
What?
See, they don't like niggas with big dicks. See, they don't have a hoe don't like a nigga with a big dick.
Yeah,
can't
that's true.
Pop that pussy. Can't yeah, pop that
true.
Pussy.
But,
so that
but,
all
but,
them,
but but
look,
women
look,
are attract women ain't attracted to dick. They attracted the money, bro.
Right. There you go.
But
there you
but
go.
They attracted the money. They attracted
hold
the
money.
Hold
on.
They
get
something.
You let you go buy. You buy. You buy. You buy. You pay for it. Hold on, we got women on here. We got women listening. I know y'all listening to women. Now, y'all travel the most. Y'all you hear? I'm giving you statistics. What y'all saying? One thing about us, we gonna make sure we validate this shit. We don't let nobody just ramble. Validation proves that women travel way more than men. That's a fact. Y'all go together on trips. Most men only go once in a while. Y'all go at least 2 to 3 years, 2 to 3 times a year on trips. Most women. And y'all are the number one services of cruise lines and different trips. That's a fact. So that makes sense. Now, let's go with that. If that's the case, y'all going to Dubai, and you know the Arab nations, we can make this clear, the Arab nations is where Dubai is at. They're the richest nations on the planet Earth. They made a desert into a palatial paradise. And they are super wealthy. If I go to Dubai and watch it on YouTube, and they got gold Mercedes, gold-laced Ferraris. The camels are treated better than dogs. The camels are their dogs. See, the camel is that's why you smoke camel cigarettes first, because that was the first Masonic sign of the stars. That's why the three wise men rode camels, and the Cubans here in South Florida worship the three wise men. After Christmas. That's why the Christmas trees are still up. So I'm going to tell you, you're absolutely right. And the reason for that is, I got to give you the answer because time is of the essence. The answer is because you have already become transhumanism. You are already transhumanism. They are telling you now that you have the ability to become God. That's why the Bible say, ye are gods of the Most High. Well, who's the Most High? AI, and she where? In Dubai.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms. Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds. The IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm. Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Over. Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. Yeah, I mean, everything is being digitalized. Everything is being monitored. In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste because a crisis is an opportunity to also do good reforms that in normal times people will never agree to. But in a crisis, you see we have no chance. So let's do it.
Vaccine won't help us go
the
to waste, of course.
The vaccine will help us, of course. It will make things, you know, more manageable.
Surveillance, people could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin, which I think is maybe the most important development of the 21st century, is this ability to hack human beings to go under the skin.
Now, this guy is from Israel. And he is he's LGBTQ. He works for Klaus Schwab. And you niggas out, you niggas listen, not y'all on the drive home. You niggas out there listening in the outer world, in the matrix world, don't even understand. This man has claimed that they're going to hack you.
Mm-hmm.
You are finished. Now, I said to myself, now, when they get to that point where a guy can come out and work for Klaus Schwab, well, he going to be there tomorrow. He will be there tomorrow at the World Economic Forum meeting would be this guy. And y'all going to tell me, you don't see what we up against? We
so,
almost
dry
up
balls.
Against we up, the wall
yeah,
of Jericho.
They don't
care.
So this is what I'm saying, dry balls. The reason why I brought up the Dubai thing, it's about consumerism. So they
right.
shut everybody down. Whoever don't have their own paper, their own knowledge of how income really works, anybody take that charity, ain't nobody hanging out with them no
ain't
more.
Have it, dude.
The ones,
dude.
That, the
hold
ones
on.
That got that
you
money,
mean,
that's where
mean,
these women get ready
on,
to follow.
On,
that's
on.
All
I
I'm
got,
saying.
I got 1-800. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. If you hold a paper at the time of the collapse, you better think about what I'm telling you, and you ain't got no real estate, you ain't got no gold or no silver or something tangible other than U.S.
She
dollars.
Leaving you.
You are finished, plain and simple. I'm going to be honest with you.
She leaving
you. Finished.
You.
Yeah, we gone. We gone. You gone. Because ain't
well,
no way.
If she
you
leave on that material, sis, you ain't, it wasn't meant for you to have it anyway.
But no,
that,
no, no, no.
My brother,
about,
let's
no,
not get
not
it confused.
No, he's not talking about she.
She
right, you're talking
she's
about
not doing it purposely.
About, right.
She's brainwashed.
Right. No, he's talking about the she. I'm going to tell you about this.
If she leaves y'all, if she leave you, I'm here. I'm here
right.
for you. I'm here.
Okay.
Go
on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I love it. I love
yeah,
you. I love
I'm
you that one, sister.
Next
hold on,
out
you.
The Buffalo.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. That's what's funny shit. That's what beautiful shit did. But I know. That's bigger than that. When he said she, so y'all went to a female physical. I went to your livelihood. She is a livelihood. That's why they call the bonus call
yes,
she.
Sir. Thank you, brother.
Yo, yeah, yeah, y'all talking about some physical shit. We talking about the allegoric shit. Your she is gone. Your house is gone. Your car, which I call she. Some people call it car. Your boat.
That's
your
why
boat
they came in
yeah.
raping. That's why
yeah.
all those people came in here raping Babylon. They
right.
all came
now,
here to rape Babylon, guys.
Now, I'm calling. I'm
think
calling
about
on
it.
All,
that's
I'm
why they're trying to
the,
take America down.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on. You doing now, I'm calling on the Haitian community right now. Alizé Dantour, where you at? Where you at? The Haitians popping up on Key West, 100 a drop right now. They coming on boats looking like they about to die. Cubans are coming over here looking like they're about to die just to get over here. If y'all think the New World Order did not plan that, how do you think they got through the Coast Guard? The same group that claimed to be able to fight the Moors, the Halls, the Tripoli, and the Marines and shit. You don't think they let... I told you, come on, man, y'all got to stop thinking, man. This is some bullshit right now that y'all ain't even got this concept in the goddamn minds of our people. That's all bullshit. If you go let some
people trying to make
over,
us broke.
Yeah, you're going to be broke. It's going to be it's automatic. Those you ain't got, I don't know what y'all got. I'm not going to say y'all personally going to be broke, but I'm just going to say the mass majority will be wiped out. And so,
they'd be wiped out mentally and spiritually another level. That's what you're saying.
He said spiritual don't count no more.
Yeah, because the man said, see, one thing about this Jewish guy.
Oh, because AI didn't took that over too, huh?
Right.
Yes.
This Jewish guy.
Soul don't count no more for nothing. Your soul, your soul self don't count.
Hold on. What's the new religion for them? That they just told you. They were new religion is transhumanism. I've been hearing this for about 50 years have been out in my lifetime. 50 years, and I only heard about the last 30. So 50 years, they've been telling you, we're going to create a transhumanist society. Y'all didn't believe it. Y'all ain't believe it. Our parents never believed none of this shit. They were, that's impossible. We having a good time. We got great jobs.
Civil rights.
Told you.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, the people that we should not listen to any longer. Now, I love y'all. I'm going to tell y'all straight up. I love the older generation that went to the civil rights. I understand your concept. It's no way we can survive listening to that shit no longer. It's impossible.
Right, brother.
How the hell are you going to listen to somebody tell you that this was impossible and this was all calculated in their era? That's impossible. How common sense would tell me, why am I listening to the people who did the most damage to listening to this shit? Not because they was wicked. They was naive. They got an infant population to believe this shit, and y'all acting like we supposed to still go along with this shit. That's where the problem going to come between the wheat and the tare. See, I don't even know the scripture's good. Wheat and tare. What the fuck is wheat and tare? You think they're going to give you a fucking allegory about some goddamn wheat and some barley, and y'all don't realize it means more than that? That means you stupid. Now, let's go with the reality of this. I'm going to give y'all the scripture right here. And many people ain't giving. I could probably go on many shows, which I do secretly, and find out they have never given you any of the secrets, probably, except for a few. Beverly, Dr. X, baby, a few others. All the rest of them are bullshit, some of them. I listen to a lot of them. Just in secret. And they never gave you John 8 and 33. 8 and 33. Look at that number. Look what it says. How you know people are liars. It says, this is why I tell the Khazars, what a great trick y'all did. You got to be the greatest deceivers on the planet Earth. O ye Satan. Satan. Saturn. Satan. Saturn.
L.
We be all y'all who call yourselves L's. You are Saturn. You are Satanist. Just come
that right.
Yeah. Now there we go. It says, and this is your own King James Bible that your dumbass preacher that you should be fucking ready to kill in a little while, which you will. And then I didn't say kill him. You're going to kill him once you realize he stole your money and he has no way of giving you anything, no recourse, nothing, no reparations. The preachers have stolen your money. They should be under attack and purged by 2024. You will kill them yourself. I have nothing to do with it, but you will kill them. Now, they said to him, we be Abraham's seed. That means offspring. Look what they said, and you don't even read the Bible correctly. You know you dumb. It says we were never in bondage. Hold on. Time out. All you Hebrew Israelites. I'm about to fuck y'all up right now because y'all are a bunch of fucking fakes. See, I study enough to know what I'm talking about. I bet you won't bet me. Come on. Let's go $5,000. Any of you niggas think you got money? I got the money. Let's do it. So I can prove to you on all media that you're a fucking liar. Carl, where's Shaq? Where's Corey Irvin? Bet me right now. Come on here, you rich as hell. Bet me $5,000. That's simple money for you. I ain't got your money, but I bet my money.
Hey, Bone, tell them the metaphysical meaning of seed is the creative idea inherent in the word.
Yeah.
It's the nature inherited from its patient source, God. The
yes.
seed that is the word of God is the real man, not the external thinking personality that has conscience
yeah.
of separation, but the inherent spiritual center.
Yeah. And now they're going to say, now this came out your, look at the there, 33. I'm just doing with 33 because this. Some of y'all should know this by now, but if you don't, too bad. To answer him, he said, Abraham, we be Abraham's seed. We never in bonds to any man. How saith ye shall be made free? This is what they ask. See, this is what the Sanhedrin, the so-called Jewish Sanhedrin of the Bible, told you they could never have been in Egypt. But y'all didn't even catch that. They never, how's you going to be in Egypt in 33? 833.
That's Kenazi, African. Hey, drop on.
Ain't no goddamn, no Bible. Ain't no Bible, no goddamn.
Hey, drop on.
I'll bet you $1,000. Find me some niggas that was enslaved in some goddamn Africa right now. That was in Egypt
right
at the time y'all claiming. Talking about they white. They were Hebrews. Come on. I'll give you a whole day to find that shit. Find it before you start talking.
I'm not into that, man. I want to ask you questions.
I said, show the people, because you talk that Hebrew shit. Tell me the Hebrew Israelites that was in slavery in Egypt right now, and let's make some money off of it, if you're going to be for real about this shit. Come on.
Hey, my man, I want to ask you a question,
man.
Hey,
my man.
I want to ask you a question. I'm about to cut you off right now because you're talking about arguing. It's about facts, bro. I'm arguing because I asked you some facts.
See what I'm saying? Since how niggas work. Oh, I'm going to want to argue. Fuck that shit. I ain't arguing with you. I said, give me the facts. And you can't. So why don't you be humble enough to say, you may be right. I don't think there is no God that will put us in slavery to some white man, and then you're going to tell me we control the earth? How that make you sound? Tell me.
That leads into the metaphysical meaning of bondage. It says undue attachment to thoughts and personal consciousness such as race, class, sex, age, or personality.
I told you, I'm not a cult. Did I just play the song for y'all called A Cult of Personality? See, that's why I don't play with people no more. That's why y'all say, that's why it's hard to deal with black folks. See, that's what I'm saying. Rather than saying, I was brainwashed. I'm humbled enough to say, I was brainwashed by the Yahwehs. I gave up whole checks. I gave my whole life to something that I knew eventually I had to come to grips with that it ain't materializing like the Matrix said. But y'all want to play games. I'm going to eat y'all fuck asses up. I can't play with y'all no more. See, one thing about me, I love y'all. That mean I got to die with y'all. How about that one? You like that one, Wes? I'm going to bring you back in there because I want you to think about what you just said. Because you smart. Why would you say something that dumb? I don't get it. Why would you say something that dumb as if we supposed to believe you can't find me no proof? The Jews said themselves, you ain't you Abraham see? Ain't what you Hebrew Israelites saying? I'm the seed of Abraham. Tell me what the Hebrew is like. They saying that. Give me one. All I'm saying, I watched the movie from Negroes to Hebrews. They claimed Abraham. Abraham clearly said, we were never in bondage. So where y'all getting this from? Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to bring y'all back in. See, I don't play with people no more. Anybody who know me, I will cuss your ass out. If you bring dumb shit to my life, you will be gone. Plain and simple. I ain't got time to play with dumb people. Because you know why? Life is short. I realize that. Your kids don't even love you sometimes. You want your kids to love you. You want your mama and daddy to love you. Sometimes you want your wife to love you.
But guess what, bro? The kids, your kids, grandparents, and parents, they're weaponized too.
You going the same direction I'm going. I said, just because you want them to love you don't mean they're going to love you. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. See, y'all trying to pretend like all because they came out your mama's coochie, they all love each other. That's a bunch of bullshit.
That right.
That's a bunch of bullshit. Everybody came out your mama's coochie, y'all the main ones battling.
Because you ain't invested in them. Because you ain't invested in them.
That's right. Y'all want to play this game today with me? See, I'm about to have kickoff, so I'm about to have a good time. But I'm going to tell you the facts about shit. You got to be able to turn off the Matrix and, like the Matrix movie, you got to know when to go into your house of peace. But I'm going to bring everybody back in. I just want to get that clear because I can't have y'all saying stupid shit on this show. You go on all the other shows and say stupid shit. You sure can. You got all the rights. On this show here, you're going to have to come with some facts before y'all bring that bullshit to me. Because if you can't explain how the hell the white man told you in his own Masonic Bible, ain't no goddamn seed of Abraham ever in slavery. Ain't no proof of no goddamn Hebrews in the fucking land of Egypt at all. If you don't know that by now, who fucking fault is that? Mine's or yours? Okay.
Wasn't a lot of the leaders of the civil rights era preachers from the church?
Y'all want me to keep going?
It ain't funny, but it's right there.
I don't. Like I tell y'all a long time ago, I'm not here to get popularity from y'all. I'm here to give a message. What I've been told to do. You don't get it? Tough. You want to lie to yourself? That's on you. You want to keep lying to yourself? Believe this bullshit you've been believing? That's on you. I can't make nobody. I can't bring you to heaven, and I can't take you out of it. I can't bring you to hell. I can't take you out of hell. So I just want y'all to know, don't come here playing with me. You can play on them other shows. Go on there and play all day long. Talk all day long bullshit. Facts matters on this program. Get it in your mind. Facts matters on this program. You can't. If you don't have the facts, shut the fuck up. You ain't got the facts. Plain and simple.
And guess
go ahead. What you got
guess
to say?
What's another thing?
Go ahead.
Martin Luther King, in his later days, he did not focus on civil rights movement. He focused on economic and wealth with his people. And that was the reason why he...
Economics and wealth killed his ass. Soon as he went to economics and got that spiritual bullshit that y'all all on, all you niggas go and talk about, we the Hebrews of life. Really?
My mother told me before she made a transition.
I'm gonna pray to God right now. You have Hashimashima. Talk with me, Sister Shalene, Yahu Vakon, Yishigay Karakon. Talavu, destroy our enemy with double destruction. Guess who's gonna be destroyed first, everybody? Just gonna think about who's gonna be destroyed first. Think about that one.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee.
Now I'm only
going to
play a little bit of that. Russ, all y'all, I got everybody lined up. Russ, I did that because we got to have that conversation we have it now is going to be universal in a minute. Think about what I just told you. You're going to be a major player in trying to discuss this with people because we got to explain to each other.
That was a contract curse right there. That's all contract curse. That's the, y'all know that we always did the word of mouth can either curse or it can heal. So we have to understand that we are magical beings. We are the magical beings that can create, that can destroy with our tone of our voices. That man was doing his curse. He was cursing people. Those are curses, contract curses. And they written
contract,
down.
I'm glad you spoke up because, you know, you was in the same thing. You telling me, now, if you look at the description of that, it's kind of easy to make a comparison to black people here in the U.S. because for some strange reason, we seem to can't get together. We seem to forget our history. We seem to believe that we were like all brought over here in a diaspora. Like that's the concept that we got here. Like we all in a diaspora. They brought us all over here. We just trampled on our own birthright by not even acknowledging the people that was already
but
here.
It's kind of like what everybody been saying earlier. Like, I don't mean to sound negative, whatever, but when I hear we, not saying from you, but you got to start separating yourself from the word
we
and make it about you.
Right. Now, I use we.
Then find other people with like mind who are just like you. It's like you got to reconnect, then disconnect and reconnect.
Now,
you know,
exactly.
Hold on, that's a great point you made. I use the word, people say, oh, you always say we. Who is we? I told people, I said, we is me, myself, and I.
De La Soul.
De La Soul, look at the name. Day, light of your soul. Me, myself, and I. See, they was brought into the light because New York people have so many occult ideology in New York. Or the whole state, I mean, it was easy to figure this out at an early age that, hey, that's a bad, everybody who know me good know I always say we, they're like, who's we? I say me, myself, and I always say we, always. Anybody know me good know I always say we, because it's me, myself, and I. It's what me, myself, and I think. I can't worry about what you think, so me, myself, and I. Now, I know for a fact that many people believe this ideology. We got a big debate in the black community today. It's going to come from this group called the Hebrew Israelites and these groups. Now, I ask y'all again before we lay it on. Wes, you still with us? I want you to take over. I'm going to let you go handle this part because, see, you brought this debate on. See, that's why I don't understand why you don't understand. Debate is good. Debate means you ain't masturbating. So bait means we capturing souls. See, what you use to catch fish? Bait. That's why debate. They don't want you to catch souls, so they want you to be debate. So you won't catch anybody. See, the whole idea is to think that we are. We are.
Or become of a reprobate mind.
Right. me and you can hang together all day long, have a good time. That's not the issue. The issue is that we got to be able, because I look at sometimes, I say, you know, I look at a lot of parliamentary shit from around the world. Do you know that some parliamentary governments will actually start fighting each other? Like in Singapore and all these other countries. They be fighting when they're at the House of Representatives. They fighting physically. So right now, we a civilized organization at this moment. When we go into the cave, which almost...
Two senators who got into it with the debate over the House speaker a couple weeks ago.
Wow. That's why I told you we about to send into reprobate, not debate, reprobate. See, debate and reprobate, two different words, but sound the same. The last two, that last is bait. So the thing is, reprobate minds are going to start. You see, that's going to happen. I guarantee you, through facts, that the U.S. Senate and House will start to fight each other like you never seen before, because that's by design. Because they got to create what? The civil
chaos,
the civil war. In order for them to see what we're looking at now, and with Trump, I'm about to get all ugly on everybody. Trump know they about to create a civil war. He know it. He might think he's gonna be General Lee. I don't know if he's gonna be General Lee or gonna be General what's one of one. I don't know which one he's supposed to be, but he's gonna be a general for something, because what happens is everybody gonna pick a side. I know you on this line saying, oh no, I ain't gonna pick a side. Yes, you are. You gonna pick a side when them police dogs come after you? You gonna want that side? You gonna pick a side? You gonna pick a side? Cause when they let them, when they unleash the gates of hell, see that's in your Bible scriptures if you know what I mean. That means they're gonna let the police dogs come out. They're gonna bring out robotics. You ain't ready to fight robots. You ready to kill humans? You only been killing humans.
That's why you got to get those right guns to kill those damn robots.
Ain't no guns for the... Sister, last week I played for you on tape. Ain't no guns don't work. They got called horns. They're going to bring in drone horns. They're going to be together like a goddamn machine. They're going to come together real close, and when it's ready to kill, how many of them you going to shoot? You ain't got enough guns and power to shoot all them. They're going to bring in they are bringing horns of drones. That's your Bible scripture called the hornets. See, the Bible told you. Before I leave you. The Bible told you, said, we're going to open up the gates of hell. We also going to open up remember the Son of Man coming back and all this stuff? Y'all thought the Son of Man was a man. That's a lie. Son of Man is AI. AI.
Ooh,
she a woman.
Super Hydrogen Collider.
Right.
I want to say this.
And you know what?
They got.
And the chaos is going to start right now.
Hold on, sister. Hold up. You, first, Sister Celine, then you next, sister. Go ahead. Y'all talking at the same time.
About the weapon. AI, there's a series out where the AI create these children, and they're actually real children. One of the AIs is a weapon. She takes her eyes out and put these other eyes in. And these eyes, when she open up her mouth and make this sound, it'll kill you. Now, they got these weapons that can target and kill people or get them to disperse. But if they actually turn that shit up, they can actually explode your eardrums, your brain, all that shit.
Right.
So they know what they're doing. This was a woman. And this was a woman.
I'm telling you, you're right.
This is your time. Sophia.
Sophia. I'm gonna let y'all go. I'm not gonna turn this off. But I'm gonna give y'all. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
Just to tap on what her before I make my statement. In New York and New Jersey, they got these wind farms in the oceans,
mm-hmm.
and what they're doing is just what you just said. The noise are bleeding the whales' ears, and the sounds are killing them, and they're moving them to the ocean dead. They've had seven whales. I think I sent that to you.
Oh probably. Yeah, a whale just washed up on the Florida coast. That's right, a killer whale.
Wind farms in the ocean.
Now, okay.
The sound can't kill, but I just want to make my.
You're right. Sound can kill. I just want to play this before. Now, before we go, y'all can stay on. Hold on. Are you listening? Did I just tell you hold tight? You see what I'm saying? Listening is a key component to this. I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to let this play because I can't. I got to do this for a time frame. The show's going to cut off at 1:00. I'm going to play this when this song is over. It is on. I would hope y'all can have a conversation with each of y'all being humble to each other to let y'all talk. And I wanted Wes to be the mediator, but he must have jumped off once I told him that he's going to have to come with that Hebrew thing and let me know what's up. I'm sincere about that. I'm sick of the Hebrew Israelites telling me they're the chosen people and we ain't got no evidence of it. We ain't acting like chosen people. So why you keep bringing it up? Why you keep bringing it up? And that's all I'm going to say. Because you know why? That's the way of the world. After this, it's all on the Dry Bones.
Dry Bones is gone. I wanted to make this point before I leave as well, is that the chaos that's about to, the civil war that's about to start is with Biden and Trump. Now, we know that it's not possible that Biden can have, you know, documents in his garage. He have documents in his office at Pennsylvania State University. 6 years old, right? They raid Trump's office at his home, raid his home for documents that he allegedly took that the president has total rights to take because, you know, he can declassify whatever documents he wants and take whatever he wants for his library to come. Now, Biden was the vice president. So the question is, why are they leaking? His people are leaking that he had these documents in these various places for the past 6 years, that they're saying that China had access to it. I don't know if we have to ask ourselves if this is just going to be the start of a civil war, that they're not going to prosecute Biden or even raid his home or do anything to him for having allegedly documents that China had access to. So that is very strange. So I don't know if this is going to be geared towards a civil rights movement. I mean, not civil rights, but civil war. So I don't know if anybody has anything to add to that.
Hello?
Yeah, I think everybody here, we was all probably waiting for, you know, somebody else to come in and take the show on to the next, you know, the after,
hello?
After episode.
Hello?
Oh, this is the after party?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Brother Deese St. Louis. I had just wanted to add one more thing to the end of the show was
picture, Brother Eddie?
You know, no, it's not Brother Eddie.
My AZ. I'm Brother Eddie. What's up, my AZ?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to butt in. I just wanted to see what happened. Is Brother West, thank you for acknowledging me, Brother Eddie. I need to have a reasoning with you. It's a lot going on, and especially Brother West. I'm here, family, greeting family, whoever else is on this line. I'm here in Buffalo, Soldier Country, Cochise County, the stolen land, and I need to have a reason with Brother West, because Brother West said something a couple of shows back that really jerked my chain and got me to thinking. And Brother West, I need for you to call me. Get my number from Brother Eddie. I really need for you to call me. You and Brother Eddie. Not the numbers. Well, Brother Harris. But you and Brother Eddie, because Brother Eddie, you're in a strategic spot. I've been having dreams. And I need to have a reasoning with you and Brother West. Thank God. I'll be quiet.
Yeah, it was
did
a little
you hear
piece,
me?
But, it was a flathead.
Did you hear me?
Yes, my IZ, I heard you. I'm going to give you
okay.
a call, and I will text him your number.
Move forward. Brother West, I hope you got that. Love us. Oh.
I don't know if Brother West is on, but I have his number, so I can pass your number on to him.
All right. I need to have a reasoning with you as well, sir. Thank us.
Thank us, definitely.
Oh, and Brother Harris, or you dropped some dimes.
No,
if
this is
still...
this is the other Eddie, my Z.
I know.
This is the other Eddie.
But
I heard
him earlier, and I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that he gave me some confirmations about a dream that I had. Thank us, Brother Harris. I'm so grateful you are a Harris. Peace.
Yeah, this is Brother D from St. Louis. I just wanted to add the rest of the picture what I was talking about. You know, the L, we just mentioned L. You know what I'm saying? L is also considered element. And then there's two more words attached that go with the pixel, and it's voxel and texel. And the voxel is it's got something to do with the 3D computer graphics, and it take a, the it represents a value on a regular grid in three-dimensional space. And then you got texel, and that is, in computer graphics, a texel is texture element, or texture pixel is a fundamental unit of a texture map. Textures are represented by arrays of textures representing the texture space, just as other images are represented by arrays of pixels. But that's all I have to add to the rest of the show.
You could look at pixels just like you look at cells in the body, because now they figured out a way to put information on a cell. And you could put about 20 terabytes of information in one cell. I'm talking about our cells. Human cells in the physical body can hold that much data. So imagine going back to the trauma, our ancestral trauma that's in our bodies. That's where that information is stored, in our cells, because we are the living emanation and demonstration of our ancestors, our bloodline. So all the trauma that they went through is coursing through our veins. So
the
just imagine that.
Records. The Akashic records. The records that lay within each and every one of us.
That's right. So that healing needs to take place, but some of us don't acknowledge that they need to. You ever heard of the Black Root Science, brother? Everybody on deck right now?
I'm.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.